It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, Bank of America, and LL Flooring. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with projects you'd like to take on around the house to create your best home ever. We are your coach, we are your fan, we are your supporter, we're your knowledge base. We're kind of your support department. If you've got questions about projects you'd like to get done, or you need some tips or ideas or maybe some inspiration for things to do around your house, we are here to help. But first, you've got to help yourself by reaching out and talking to us. The way to do that is by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, we all need as much storage as we can, but if you feel like you've exhausted all the storage spaces in your home, there might be places you haven't thought of. We're going to talk about the many nooks and crannies around the house that you can use for some hidden storage.
And breathing fresh, clean air inside of your home is more important today than ever. But during these hot dog days of summer, you don't have to throw open windows and let in hot, humid air to get it. We're going to share easy ways to make sure the air inside your home is as clean as possible in today's smart spending tip.
And adding a backyard deck is a great way to increase your home's living space. But if you're not careful, there are easy ways to make very expensive mistakes. So we're going to show you what you need to know to avoid that coming up.
But most importantly, we're here for you. We're here to help you create your best house ever. We can help you plan, help you save money, and spare you from those snafus that sometimes happen along the way. So give us a call so we can make sure your project goes as perfect as possible.
You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or at moneypit.com. Let's get to it, Leslie. Who's first?
We've got Mike on the line who's got a question about a ship. What is going on at your money pit? I guess we can still call it that if it's a boat. What's going on?
Yeah, it's definitely a money pit when you get a 1943 World War II Liberty ship made out of steel.
Wow.
That's constant painting all the time.
Are you volunteering as part of the maintenance crew for this vessel?
Yeah, I've been doing it for 17 years. I've never been in the military. I work in the engine department because this is one of the only ships left in the country that's still fully functional and goes on a few trips each year. There's only two of them left out of 2,700. They were built by Henry Kaiser, and they delivered all the supplies during World War II.
What's the name of the ship, Mike?
SS Jeremiah O'Brien. And it's at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco.
Well, fantastic. So you are trying to do a repair to some of the bathrooms here. What's going on there?
Well, everything is always a challenge on the ship. But the floors and the showers used to be just steel painted. And, of course, that didn't hold up over the years. So we got a company that donated and came in, put some nice white tile around it and everything. So if you can picture the little tiles on the floor and then like a cove tile around the wall, the four inch high tile, it actually is up against, the steel. We cleaned the steel up, they painted it, then they put it against there. However, with the water running down that wall, it's pretty hard, even though silicone on the top and it's, glued to the steel, you're going to get that rust that keeps starting up. And if you get enough of that, it'll start to eventually pop the tile out. So I'm trying to think, maybe I'm looking for a super good sealer along the top edge of the tile that'll bond between something and kind of keep the water off, besides basic, 100% silicone. Doesn't work all the time.
Right. Was that steel painted? Like, was it primed and painted before the tile was applied to it? Because it shouldn't be rusting that readily.
Yeah, I believe it was. And, if you get one little spot, unfortunately, that's weak in the area there, then you just start getting a lot of rust. Incidentally, a quick thing, we had a fire last May, and the big warehouse next to us burned down, and they saved the ship by pouring 4 million gallons of water on it. Unfortunately, that was salt water from the fireboats.
Oh, no. That made the rust a lot worse. Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere.
Your thought here at this point is that if you can seal the seam at the top edge of the tile, you'll have the opportunity to potentially keep some of the water from getting behind the tile and then rusting, which, of course, as steel rusts, it expands. And then when it gets bad enough, it pops off, correct?
Correct.
So it's always a challenge to find just the right sealant for these types of applications. But the good news is that there have been a lot of advances in all-in-one sealant applications. And one that I'm thinking of is called Total Tech.
Mm-hmm.
It's made by the Super Glue Company. And what's interesting about this stuff is it's 100% waterproof, and it even cures underwater. So it's really designed for wet location applications, which clearly you have there. And you can find it pretty readily in home centers and hardware stores, and I know it's on Amazon as well. And I think that might be something you at least want to experiment with. I think it's certainly worth, the small investment in time and labor to clean it up one more time, make sure it's properly painted down to that edge, and then finally use a product like Total Tech to seal those edges in and see what kind of a job that does in trying to keep that protected. I have a feeling that this may work and work very well for you.
All right, Total Tech, huh? I will check that out. Yeah, we'll clean it up as good as we can and try to apply that and see how it goes. And if you're ever out in San Francisco, come on and visit us.
We definitely will. That sounds like a really fun project. And thanks for your service to that ship. I'm sure there are a lot of people that get to enjoy those rides and enjoy visiting that vessel that appreciate the work that you and your crew do.
They do. People are so appreciative, I tell you. They just can't believe what we built in 1943. And it's a big ship, 450 feet long. It's all steam. And another note, that's where they filmed the engine scene for the Titanic, was filmed on our ship.
How about that?
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Well, definitely worth stopping by. Bye-bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on? What are you planning on working on? Whatever it is, reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie is going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help you with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, we all need as much storage as we can possibly get, but if you feel like you've exhausted all of the storage spaces in your home, we're pretty sure there are places you haven't thought of. We're going to explore the many nooks and crannies that every home has where you can pick up some hidden storage after this.
You live in a money pit.
If you're a building or design pro, you probably know LL Flooring as the source for hardwood and wood-look flooring. But you might not know what they've done to make your job easier. The new LL Flooring Pro website lets pros shop online with their exclusive pro pricing.
It also allows you to send a special referral code to your clients, so even if they're paying directly for their materials, they can benefit from your special pro rate, but only if you send them the code. There's also a ton of planning tools also to help pick the product, budget, and track the job. And you can even see store inventories live to plan your lead times.
And best of all, any pro who registers a new account or an existing pro who makes an online purchase between August 4th and August 10th will get a free $20 Domino's Pizza gift card. So visit llflooring.com/pro and come hungry.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-scented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, give us a listen on the Money Pit podcast. There, we promise to help you plan, help you save money, and spare you from, you know, sometimes the snafus that can happen along the journey of a home improvement project, let's say. Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, if you are a pet lover, we've got a fun new contest live now on MoneyPit.com. It's called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-scented by LL Flooring.
Yeah, to enter, all you need to do is post a picture of your pet with a short description and then share your entry and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy. Now, you can choose from any of LL Flooring's beautiful styles, including scratch-resistant floors, which are great for the pooch owners out there, as well as water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, waterproof vinyl, all great for pet families.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest at moneypit.com/contest.
Cindy in Ohio is on the line with a question about cedar shingles. How can we help you?
I live in a raised ranch home, and I have cedar shingle siding on the front of my home, and the shingles themselves are in good shape. They were previously stained, and I'm wondering, now that they're fading, if there's any way I could paint them or do something different to them other than staining them.
So, Cindy, the one thing to know about siding, like the cedar siding in particular, is that once you paint it, you're kind of committing to paint for the rest of the life of the siding on your house. If you continue with the stain, as you've noticed, the stain will fade, it'll change color, but it doesn't ever get to the point where you have like cracked strips of stain that would have to be pulled off with paint. That's what happens. It ends up cracking and separating from the cedar below, and you'll have to scrape it all out to do another coat or at least rough up what's there. So I'm a big fan of stain on siding. Now that said, you have a lot of choices in stain. It doesn't have to be dark. You want to brighten it up, not a problem. You want to turn it into like a red cedar, you can do that. You want it to be gray, you could do that. I would recommend that you use a good quality, solid color exterior stain. And the other thing about cedar siding is that sometimes it's helpful if you prime it first with an anti-tannin primer. There's certain types of primers that work well with cedar, and by doing that, you stop some of the oils from leaking through and impacting the quality of the stain. You know, we've taken care of the cedar siding on our house doing just that for many, many years, and I've had my siding last years and years and years, like way longer than it should have between coats of stain, just because we did it right the first time out. So I'd recommend you skip the painting step and go right with the stain, use the solid color stain, prime it first, and that's going to last as long as it possibly can.
Well, we all need as much storage as we can get in our homes, or they begin to look very cluttered. But if you're feeling like you've exhausted all of the storage spaces in your home, there might be places you hadn't even thought of.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, by virtue of the way a home is built, there ends up being a lot of sort of nooks and crannies that you can use for storage, and many of those are hiding pretty much in plain sight. So, for example, in my case, the space around a staircase was a great place to pick up some storage. In fact, I am actually recording this show from a home studio space that I carved out of what used to be a closet under a staircase in my home. So as I look up, I see the underside of the stairs. The sloped stair is above me. And then towards the bottom, we actually carved out some spots for some hidden storage right along sort of that bottom 3 foot of the staircase. It's sort of like a triangle. And that ended up being like a perfect place for like office supplies. So a lot of times these spaces exist. You just have to understand that they're there and all the different ways that you can use them.
Mm-hmm. And if you're involved in the staircase, can we call you Harry Potter, or is that just not allowed?
I don't think so. Okay.
Dang. All right, fine. You know, attics, guys, those really are another top spot for storage that's almost never fully taken advantage of, usually because it doesn't have a floor, but adding one is pretty easy. In fact, we've got a step-by-step post on MoneyPit.com that walks you through the entire project. Now, another secret spot are those alcoves and the corners around the house. You've got to get creative with the empty spaces that you find throughout the home. And an alcove almost anywhere can become a sleek workstation or even a project zone with a few simple storage additions.
Yeah, and now let's talk about those bathrooms. That space above the toilet is rarely used. It's actually a good choice for storage. If you want to add a storage cabinet there or a set of bathroom shelves, that's a good space for that. And the other place is up closer to the ceiling, which is perfect for like a long hotel-style towel rack. You know, if you set that about 18 inches off the ceiling, you can roll up some towels, stack them up there, and never run out. Or at least have a little bit of a cushion because, you know, in my family of five, we were always running out of towels in the bathroom. But when I put that towel rack together and put it up there, it was great because we always had space for lots of towels. And then finally, laundry rooms. Now, most people don't know this, but almost all full-size washers today are stackable. Think about it. Washers and dryers, they take up a huge footprint, but they don't have to. If you have front-loading machines, you can stack the dryer on top of the washer. Now, most manufacturers sell what is called a stacking kit, which is nothing more than really just a couple of brackets that hold machines together. But you can save a boatload of space that way. We did that when we moved our laundry from the first floor to the second floor. I stacked them, and we were so happy because we picked up a lot of space. Actually was able to add some cabinetry and a sort of a folding space in terms of a countertop by using that space. So if you look around your house, if you think about those nooks, those crannies, those alcoves, those attics, the bathroom spaces, the laundry room spaces you're not using, they're all around. All you got to do is pick one, build it out, and you'll find yourself some sweet new storage.
Mike in Pennsylvania is on the line and needs some help figuring out how to change some columns that are pretty much the entire front of the house. What's going on?
We bought a split-level house that has a nice porch that is halfway in between and very, very tall columns holding up the roof. We would like to modify somehow to make the front look a little bit different, but we can't find anything to replace the columns. They're kind of a scalloped white chalky column that is in need of repair.
So, Mike, I hear you on your desire to change those columns because maybe you guys feel that they are dated, and certainly that style is not common today. But I got to tell you, those are an important structural member of that roof structure, and they're supporting that piece of the roof. So this is not something that's very simple to replace. There are columns out there that are designed as wraparounds where you may have a plain structural beam underneath it, and then you surround them. And I know you can find those with flat sides instead of the scalloped round ones you have now. But I think that this is going to be a real challenge if you have a real strong desire to replace this. You're really going to have to go to an architect and almost redesign the front of that house, right, Leslie? Because even if he takes it out, it's not going to look nearly as cohesive a design as what he started with.
Oh, for sure, no. I mean, these are a specific type of architecture. They do perform a purpose of keeping the house structurally, you know, integral there, keeping things together. I don't know of any wrap that goes with something that's substantial in size just to sort of change the look. I mean, it's definitely a specific architectural look that you look for when purchasing a house. I don't really know of a way to change it without a full sort of redesign and engineering perspective of how to do something that stylistically changes it but keeps it all together.
I think your only option here is to go to an architect and maybe just talk with him about doing some initial designs, maybe just sketches, not even blueprints, but sketches with ideas on how you might be able to change the look of this house to get it closer to what you guys would like to see. So, Mike, sorry we don't have better advice for you on that. No simple solutions here, but we certainly want to make sure that you do this right and don't negatively impact the value of your home by taking some of the way that's pretty important in terms of holding up that roof.
Patrilla in Louisiana is working on a kitchen flooring project. What's going on?
I have sheet linoleum in my kitchen, and I want to know if I can put the square tile linoleum down over that or any other kind of flooring over it without having to take up the linoleum.
You know, I think the good thing about flooring that's available today, Leslie, is that you can put a lot of these products on top of those old sheet vinyl or linoleum floors, right? I mean, she's got a lot of options here.
I mean, you really do have so many options when it comes to kitchen flooring, especially flooring that's floating and can go on top of an existing level floor. You have engineered vinyl plank, which is also known as EVP. It installs beautifully. It can look like a variety of woods and wood tones and wood finishes and planks. I mean, there's so many different ways to achieve a durable, easy-to-install floor that's not going to break the bank. Definitely worth checking out LL Flooring. So many options there.
Also, laminate flooring. Right? I mean, because laminate flooring is all sort of tongue and groove locked together.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you snap it all together. It can lay down right on top of that old sheet flooring that you have now. You leave a little bit of gap between it and, say, the baseboard molding, and you put some quarter round or some shoe molding to cover that gap. And it's super durable, and it's absolutely beautiful. So the one product I would not put down on top of the old one is another type of sheet flooring. So I would not put vinyl, new vinyl flooring, roll-out vinyl flooring on top of that old linoleum because you'll see all of the lumps and imperfections in your old floor. I would definitely look for a product that is that will go on top of that and that has some resilience to it, like EVP or laminate.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. You can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, does stuffy, stale indoor air have you wondering how healthy every breath you take is? Well, we're going to share the best way to filter out household contaminants like dust, allergens, bacteria, and even mold in today's smart spending tip presented by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Paint or stain relies on sort of a flow rate in order to soak into what you're painting or staining, and in order to sort of even out and give you a nice coat. So if it's really, really hot and it's evaporating as soon as you put it on, that's not going to happen. So yeah, I would wait until it's a little cooler. And that doesn't mean you can't do it in the summer. You know, many times you can do a project like this very early in the morning before it gets too hot, or you can push it off to a slightly less intensely hot time of the year. But you definitely need to follow the directions on the product you're using, and they'll tell you what the working temperature is. And as long as you're within that working temperature, you're good to go.
Well, the EPA has named indoor air pollution as one of the top five environmental risks to public health, and tells us that indoor air can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside. But if you're thinking they can't be talking about my house, well, they can, especially if you don't have the right kind of filter in your air conditioning system. We're going to sort out the options in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
So to start, you need to understand that there are four types of air filters. These are the most common. Flat filters, which are the basic ones. They're made from fiberglass. They typically need to be changed on at least a monthly basis. And while they're going to capture dust, they don't really even touch the contaminants that can make you miserable, like allergens. Next, we have what's called an extended media filter. These use a particle filter and a small electrostatic charge to clean the air, and they do a much better job than the flat filters, but not as good a job as the next level, which are electronic filters. Now, these are absolutely the best, in my view. They use a high electrical charge. They capture particles like a magnet. They're extremely effective. They can even capture virus-sized particles. They perform about 30 times better than those flat filters. And lastly, let's talk about UV filters, ultraviolet filters. They're effective at capturing particles and bacteria and viruses, and they're the kinds of filters that you may find in a medical facility or a hospital to help prevent diseases from being passed through the air.
Now, when it comes to installation, installing electronic or ultraviolet filters are jobs that are best left to a pro, because they need to be built into the existing HVAC system on the return side of that system. This way, air is continually cleaned as it passes through the filter. And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on, we're here to help with your home improvement and decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com. Hey, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space, but if you're not careful, there's some easy ways to make costly mistakes. We're going to show you what you'll need to avoid next.
You live in a money pit.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's Pawzented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest, presented by LL Flooring.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
If you're a building or design pro, you probably know LL Flooring as the source for hardwood and wood look flooring. But you might not know what they've done to make your job easier. The new LL Flooring Pro website lets pros shop online with their exclusive pro pricing.
It also allows you to send a special referral code to your clients, so even if they're paying directly for their materials, they can benefit from your special pro rate, but only if you send them the code. There's also a ton of planning tools also to help pick the product, budget, and track the job. And you can even see store inventories live to plan your lead times.
And best of all, any pro who registers a new account or an existing pro who makes an online purchase between August 4th and August 10th will get a free $20 Domino's Pizza gift card. So visit llflooring.com/pro and come hungry.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Hey, if you guys are enjoying the show, please share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Suzanne in Ohio's on the line with a bathroom question. What's going on?
We've installed a bowed shower curtain rod in our bathroom. The walls are a drywall. It keeps pulling out of the wall. My husband moved it and put in supports where the screws go into the wall, but it's done it anyway. It sagged in the middle, and it doesn't want to stay steady on the wall. It wants to pull out of the drywall.
Suzanne, you know, it sounds like your curtain rod sort of is just into the drywall, so of course it's going to start backing out because those bowed curtain rods, they're heavy, they're awkward. When you're sliding the shower curtain around on it, it kind of, you know, distributes that weight very oddly. So I think your best bet here is to figure out a better way to attach it to the drywall if that truly is the only place you can go. I mean, maybe you can move slightly and you'd find a stud, but I imagine you've tried that. So possibly a toggle bolt, something where you have something that goes into the wall and then opens up like a true toggle and then tightens itself to the wall as you put in the screw. That's really kind of the best way to describe a toggle bolt, and that's going to do the trick for you for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. The drywall by itself is just not strong enough for the kind of force you're putting on it. A toggle bolt probably will work if you install it properly. And as Leslie said, it basically is a long bolt where think of it as sort of the nut on the end is like a winged nut, and you fold it, stick it through the wall, and opens up, and now it pulls the wall against the shower curtain rod plate and makes it more sturdy. So I would give that a shot and see if you can make that work. Your first choice is a stud, but if you can't find one, a toggle bolt would be a good second thing to try.
Adding a backyard deck is one surefire way that you can increase your home's living space. But if you're not careful, there are easy ways that you can make some costly mistakes. So here's what you're going to need to avoid. First of all, you need to think about traffic flow and convenience. Now, most people like their decks to be just off the kitchen. Well, those are for obvious reasons. Now, if you're going to build a wraparound deck, you should try and have the door to the deck just off of the kitchen, which is going to make summer barbecuing and even wintertime grilling a breeze. Also, you want to make sure that you include room for a dining area with chairs and that it's not in between you and a pathway from the kitchen to the grill. You want to make sure it's like the working triangle for outside. Door, table, grill. A little bit different parts there, but it's the same sort of concept. And you also want to think about not forgetting things like built-in benches, planters, even lighting. All of this can make your deck more accommodating and definitely more comfortable and user-friendly.
Next, let's talk about materials. Now, if you build this as a wooden deck, keep in mind that, of course, it's the least expensive option. Use pressure-treated wood, but it does require upkeep in the form of stain and sealants to keep out the weather. Even though it's pressure-treated, it won't rot, but it will still crack and check and, you know, be a little rough on the bare feet, so you need to make sure it's stained properly. Now, if you want wood and you can afford it and you want a really beautiful wood, you can think about cedar, always a good choice because it's naturally weather and insect resistant. But again, it needs to be stained occasionally because if you leave it alone, it may mellow to sort of a gray color. But if you want that UV protection, you got to add the stain and sealant on top of that. Next, let's talk about composite decking. Generally, it requires very little or no upkeep, but it's more expensive than most wood decking, and if you're not likely to recoup that cost in terms of value add from a sales point of view. But if you're planning on staying in your home for a while, it's a good option. It eliminates the worry of splinters on bare feet and becoming a slave to deck maintenance. It does need to be clean because even though it's composite, as wood fibers in it can occasionally develop algae, especially in shady areas. But really, that's pretty much it. Hey, if you want more tips on how to plan an amazing deck, search that at MoneyPit.com. How to plan an amazing deck, one of our most popular posts. It's live on MoneyPit.com. We'll walk you through the entire process so you can get even more out of your outdoor spaces.
Matt in Ohio is dealing with some multiple issues going on related to caulk. What is happening?
We had our house built about 6 years ago. The stand-up shower in the master bath is molding around the bottom. I have cleaned the mold off. I've scraped it all off. I've re-caulked it, and the mold keeps coming back. I had a guy come out. He told me to get this kind of caulk, paid him to and helped him to clean all the caulk off, re-caulked it, and now it's back again. Not sure what to do about it. Also have a swelling wall on the outside wall across from that stand-up shower, and the caulking keeps cracking as the wall separates from the bathtub and the countertop. The vanity is connected to the outside wall.
Wow, Matt, you've got a lot going on there, man. So, first of all, if you've had this repetitive problem with mold over and over again in the bathroom, I suspect that the solution, if not the entire solution, but a good part of it, is to take a look at your bathroom ventilation. Because we find that bathrooms that are not properly ventilated, they're not well ventilated, those damp, wet conditions persist after shower taking and lead to an enormous amount of mold growth. So we want to make sure that you have a good bath fan that is running in that space, and we recommend that it be tied to a humidistat, which is a moisture sensing switch, so that whenever the humidity is high in the bathroom, the fan will run and pull it out until it's dry. And in doing so, you will find a lot less mold growth. In terms of selecting a product, there are different caulks that are out there, obviously designed for kitchens and baths, that have mildecides in them. One additive that has been successful in my applications over the years is Microban. So if you see a caulk that has a Microban additive, and I believe the DAP products do, I found that to be very effective. And in terms of the the caulk between the vanity in the bathroom and the wall. So typically that could be a big gap, and caulk's not designed to take up those big gaps. So what you want to do is you want to get some foam bead, which is sort of like it's called a backer rod, and it comes in different diameters. And basically it's like a long foam tube that you shove down between the top and the wall. You put it so it's about a half inch or a quarter inch below the vanity backsplash, and then you caulk on top of that between the vanity and the wall. And then that will support the bottom of that caulk, and it will be much less likely to crack and pull away. So those are the steps that I would follow. But again, get that bath vented properly. I think you'll be amazed at how fewer cases of mold growth you have as a result.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Summer is almost gone. I know, I hate to tell you guys this, but it is a reality, and I've got to tell you the truth sometimes. So before it gets to be, you know, the perfect home improving weather for outside, what are you working on? How can we help you get ready for that fall season? How can we help you tackle stuff you are working to finish before Labor Day? Whatever it is, give us a call. We are happy to help. And the Money Pit is presented by Angie. There you can find expert pros who are available for hundreds of projects. You're going to get upfront pricing plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the Angie app today. Coming up, have you ever tried to fix a crack in a wall that just keeps coming back? Well, we're going to explain why that happens and how you can fix it permanently when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie,
and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects. We want to solve your do-it-yourself dilemmas. Reach out to us for help at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Sherry reached out with a question about something that just happens to keep on coming back. Now, Sherry says, I keep fixing a wall crack. It keeps forming in the top corner of one of the archways in our home. I fix it with spackle, but it keeps coming back every year. What am I doing wrong?
And that's how you know when winter's arriving, when fall's arriving. So the heating system on, everything shrinks and the cracks open up. Well, listen, this is very common, and what you're doing wrong is just trying to fix it with spackle, because you're filling it when it's wide open, right? But then as the wall expands again, the crack basically reforms, and I'm sure some of that spackle will fall out because it's very thin. What you want to do is this. There's a product that's called Crack Coat that's really effective. It's made by a company called Abatron, A-B-A-T-R-O-N. And the way it works is you use what is sort of like a primer first. You paint both sides of that crack with this base primer. Then you put a tape over it that comes in this kit, which is sort of like a mesh tape. And then on top of that, you put more of this sealant primer stuff, you leave it alone, and then you spackle over it. And basically, it's sort of gluing, so to speak, both sides of the crack together, and it will resist further cracking once you do this right. The reason it cracks over the door, by the way, or the archway, is because that's where your house has a lot of movement. Those are sort of the weak places in the wall. So when you get cracks over doors and windows and archways, you know, pretty typical. Doesn't necessarily mean you got a major problem, but this is the way you fix that crack once and make sure it doesn't come back by using a product like Crack Coat. It works really well, and it's not very expensive either.
All right, next up we've got one here from Lisa, who says, we're trying to take care of our parents' home, which is vacant. With no one living there, we turned the heat and the AC off. When we came back about a month later, we found green mold growing on the walls. What could have caused this?
Oh, the green mold men came and showed up, I see.
Yes, they love to spread the mold around. It's just their favorite.
I think people make this mistake a lot, Leslie, when they think when a house is vacant, they go, well, why do we need to pay for heat? Why do we need to pay for air conditioning? You know, nobody's going to be there. But the problem is that all the moisture and the humidity is going to be there. I mean, think about a forest that's got, you know, moss on the north side. You're always going to get that kind of moisture in the inside of your house if you don't have any air conditioning or heating system running. So if you leave a house like that, sure, you should empty the pipes and turn off the water and all that sort of stuff. But you should have, at a minimum, you know, the heat running if it's the winter time at about 60, 65 degrees. And in the summer, I would have the air conditioning set mount. You're not going to have it set at 70, but you might have it set at 78 or 80 so that you keep the moisture under control, because that moisture is what's causing this problem. You got moisture, you got plenty of food for mold in the way of the drywall that's growing on, and you got lots of air, and that combination is just going to fester, and you're going to get mold really, really quickly, as you discovered. So you're going to have that mold surface treated to get rid of it, but from this point forward, make sure you turn back the heat and the AC, turn it back on.
Yeah, you got to keep it on. You got to keep things conditioned. You don't want to end up with frozen pipes. You don't want to end up with more mold. All good things to say we've now had a learning experience.
That's right. It's a training moment. A teaching moment.
Yes.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you on a beautiful, warm summer day. Here we are in the dog days of summer, enjoying those final beautiful weeks before fall arrives. If you've got projects that you are planning to take on, maybe as the fall weather comes up, why don't you make it a point to reach out to us? We would love to chat with you about what you're doing and give you some tips to help you get it done once, get it done right, so you can get to enjoying it as soon as possible. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now, Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House giving kudos to Republican governors who've been good or made progress in their efforts to combat the coronavirus.
President Biden and his team have been vocal in their criticism of GOP governors in Florida and Texas for preventing certain COVID-19 restrictions. But White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says
the vast majority of governors, Republican governors, are doing exactly the right thing. They're putting public health, they're putting policies first.
She singled out three Republican governors, Arkansas's Asa Hutchinson, Maryland's Larry Hogan, and Massachusetts' Charlie Baker. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, senators from both sides of the aisle voted today to clear a key procedural hurdle in trying to get an infrastructure bill done. But more votes are going to be needed before any final Senate passage takes place. And that could come quickly, or it could be dragging on for days, depending upon opposition. A judge has blocked Arkansas from enforcing its mask mandate ban.
An Arkansas judge issued a preliminary injunction Friday blocking the state from enforcing its ban on mask mandates. Pulaski County Circuit Judge Tim Fox blocked the law after Arkansas lawmakers left the prohibition in place at a special session. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson signed the ban in April, but now says he regrets doing so. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, Florida's Board of Education approved an emergency rule allowing private school vouchers to parents who say their school district's mask-wearing mandates amount to child harassment. Texas Democrats still refusing to come to Austin. Most Democrats didn't show up when Republican Governor Greg Abbott opened another special session today, about 50 of them still in Washington, D.C., the GOP's third attempt to pass new election laws in the Lone Star State stalling. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A volunteer firefighter has died. He was trying to fight a blaze that's threatening Athens' most important national park.
Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis says the priority of these last few days has been first and foremost the protection of human life to the extent that it's possible to protect properties and especially for the fire to not enter settlements. He adds there may now be some hope, with the national situation being a little better than yesterday. The firefighting forces have, however, been stretched to the limit. The government's appeal for help through the EU's emergency support system, and firefighters and aircraft have arrived from numerous countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Human rights activists describe the political repression taking place in Belarus as its worst since Soviet leader dictator Joseph Stalin's purges in the 1930s. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Here's an incentive worth biting into. Utah is offering free ground beef for residents who get a COVID shot.
JBS USA announced that its Hiram plant is partnering with Bear River Health Department to give out 5 pounds of ground beef to anyone who gets the vaccine between August 7th through the 9th. Only 46.4% of residents in Bear River jurisdiction where Hiram is located have received at least one dose of the vaccine, compared to 52.9% for the whole state. JBS USA will also give away free meat for a year to two raffle winners who get their vaccine over the next few days. Patrick Frost reporting.
CNN's fired three employees for violating its policy that employees must be vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. Network didn't provide any details, names, or events or anything else about the firings, but the company does have a zero-tolerance policy about unvaccinated employees working in its offices. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie App, Bank of America, and LL Flooring. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so happy to be here with you on this beautiful summer day in the beginning of August. We hope you guys are enjoying the great outdoors. We hope that you are enjoying being outside of the house after all the months we spent inside. Maybe you're enjoying thinking about taking on some projects because after all that time inside your house, you're thinking, I could use some guest spaces. I could use a better kitchen. I could use a better bathroom. I would love to have a deck, a patio, you name it. That's why we exist. We're here to help you with those projects. We've been doing this for well over 20 years. We have helped thousands and thousands of people make smart decisions when it comes to doing stuff around their house, and we are here waiting for your calls and ready to help you. You can reach us by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, leave a message. We'll call you back the next time we are, or you can send us your questions through moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, here's a story that will really move you. The Consumer Reports is out with the top toilets for 2021. We're going to flush out the details, including the very unusual way they test toilets using, ready for this, plastic balls, screws, and sponges to simulate the real thing. It's all coming up in just a bit.
Very interesting. Coming up, if you're buying a new home, you're going to have lots of options to choose from, but many of these don't really have to be done when the house is being built. We're going to look at which upgrades make sense to buy from the builder and which you can get done on your own and often save a lot of expenses in the process.
And bathtubs can last a lifetime, but unfortunately their finishes, they won't. The good news is, you don't have to get rid of the entire tub just because of a worn finish. We're going to lay out some do-it-yourself and pro options that you can do to restore the finish and brighten up your entire bathroom space.
And if you're ready to take on your next home project, we are ready to help. What is it? Is it big? Is it small? Is it something you've been dreaming of for ages and ages? Or, sadly, is it something that's just popped up that you need to take care of rather sooner than later? Whatever it is, we are here to give a hand.
Give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, lots of folks wanting to talk with us today. Who's up first?
Heading to Pennsylvania, where Amanda's online and dealing with some floor squeaks. What's going on?
We just got a house. It's about 100 years old, but it's in great condition. It has the original hardwood floors, which are in great condition as well, but some of them creak, especially the stairs. What can we do to fix some of the soft spots and some of the creaky areas? They have about the 1-inch pieces of board that run across without ruining the original hardwood.
So when you have a beautiful old home and you've got wood floors that squeak, that's like the charm bonus right there. You know, some people pay more for that. So trying to find the source of those squeaks is challenging. I can tell you why they happen. They happen because the boards move and they rub against each other, and that's what makes that squeaky sound. You can try to lessen them by tightening those loose boards where you find them. But it's the kind of thing that I think, Leslie, you chase them and you figure out one spot that's like squeaking and you fix that and it's quiet. And then you take two steps and it's opened up somewhere else, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's like you're constantly moving to the next squeaky sound, creaky sound.
Yeah, so you can try to tighten up those boards, and I'll tell you what types of hardware to use. Essentially what you want to do is you want to screw those floors down to the floor joists below, and there's a type of screw, it's a very specialized type of screw, not hard to find, but it's called a trim screw. And the reason you're using screws is because when you put them in, they don't pull out, and because it's hardwood, you're going to have to do a pilot hole first, and then you drive in the trim screw, which is a very, very narrow screw with a narrow head. You typically would use a screwdriver with a bit on the end that basically fits into the top of the trim screw, and you can drive it down right below the surface of the wood. They're almost impossible to see when they're done. And if you tighten up those areas, you can also do it on stair treads, which you mentioned were making some noise. That will help to quiet it down. But don't expect it to be completely silent. That ship has sailed. It's not going to happen, right? But you could probably get a lot better than it is right now.
James in Mississippi is on the line and has a question about cutting a hole in a deck and putting a pool in, which oddly is something that we did on an episode of While You Were Out and did not go so well. So what's going on?
My wife wants me to cut a hole out of our deck and put one of these inflated pools in there. It's an 8-foot pool and stands about, I don't know, 2-3 feet tall, and it lands on a slope. I'm just trying to figure out how to break to get it to where to sit and not get damaged. Or can I do that?
What could possibly go wrong?
Oh,
you know, I mean, if he wants to cut the hole in the deck, all right, so first let's take this in pieces, right? Decks are
literally
designed to carry the floor. Yeah, well, we're going to end up in pieces. Designed to carry the floor. So you're going to have to pull the decking off. You're going to have to reframe this square opening to fit this pool. You said inflatable pool. So just remember, you're going to be committing a lot to this inflatable pool. And if it turns out that it gets a hole in it and you can't find another one that exact same size, you got a big mess to deal with there. But let's say you can do that, okay? So you frame out the decking. Now you have the square hole. You mentioned it was on a slope. Well, that's not going to cut it because this inflatable pool is going to slide right down under the deck as soon as you fill it with water if it's a ground slope below. So you're probably going to have to build up like a platform under that to support this inflatable pool. So it's quite a big investment in time and energy to have this pool sit inside this deck. You might want to think of some other options. You know, if you want to pool in a deck, you know, get a hot tub, but make sure the deck is framed properly no matter what you do. If you're cutting it apart to stick in this inflatable pool or if you're putting it on top, water is very, very heavy. It's 8 pounds a gallon. It adds up really quick. So you got to make sure your deck is framed properly and strong enough to support it. But good luck with that project. We give you points for creativity.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need help with a project? Well, we are taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, Consumer Reports has identified the top toilets of 2021. We're going to share what they learned and the tests that they used to separate the top toilets from, well, the crappy ones. That's all coming up next.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store. There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie, formerly Angie's List. Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, if you're enjoying the show, you can catch us whenever you like by signing up for the Money Pit podcast. It's free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you're a pet lover, and come on, I think all of us are pet lovers here, whether they're big or small, we've got a fun new contest live right now at MoneyPit.com. It's called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest. We couldn't come up with anything better, so we just went right for it, right for what exactly the title is. And it's presented by LL Flooring.
I get it. Paw scented. Very good. Hey, all you need to do to enter is post a picture of your pet with a short description and then share your entry and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote getters will receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy. Well, that's for your pooch.
Well, you can get a lot done at both places with those gift cards. I mean, $1,000 at LL Flooring, you can choose a lot from, say, LL Flooring's beautiful styles that are scratch-resistant floors, as well as water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, waterproof vinyl, basically everything that's perfect for a pet owner.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. That's the post a picture of your pet photo contest at moneypit.com/contest.
Now we've got Terry in Pennsylvania on the line who's got a gutter issue. Tell us what's going on.
I have white aluminum gutters, and on the gutters that face the southern exposure, the part of the gutter that faces out is turning black, and there's like where the water runs off it.
Right.
It's like a dark gray, and just water drips all along the face of the gutter.
So does it seem like the gutters are overflowing and the water is coming over the top and getting these sort of drip marks? Is that what's going on?
Well, yeah, I have it. What's called like a gutter insert to keep the leads out.
Uh-huh.
And I know that, well, I'm pretty sure that that's not causing it because I had the same problem when I lived on Long Island, and it was only the gutters that faced south. And on Long Island, we had a white aluminum top to the gutter to keep the leaves out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then the water would roll off of that and then go into the, it would be caught into the gutter. So it's a different type of leaf system, but I'm still having the same black drip.
Right. Okay. So first of all, I would make sure that the gutters are not blocked and that water isn't backing up and overflowing that particular gutter so that, because that water rolling over the top of it can get behind it, it can rot out your fascia. The dark stains are probably from the water and tree sap and everything else that gets into those gutters. The gutters also fade quite easily. The paint wears off and fades quite easily. So I don't think it's a stain that you're going to actually have to be able to clean. I think what you're going to end up having to do here, Terry, is repaint those gutters. So what I would do is I would wash them down with a trisodium phosphate, get as much of that gunk off, then I would prime them and I would paint them again. But do make sure they're not clogged because that can be leading to the problem.
Right, yeah. No, they're definitely not clogged. And I tried scrubbing it. The ones that aren't on the second story where it's worse, but the ones that are on the first story, tried cleaning it with like a Fantastic, and it bleaches the stain a little bit, but I didn't realize that the aluminum gutters, was it like a hydrostatic or electrostatic painting process?
What happens is, and you'll see this, if you take the gutter and you wipe your hand over it, you'll probably get some white paint that will come off. It oxidizes because it's exposed to UV. And so then the paint doesn't tend to last more than maybe 10 years or so on an aluminum gutter. So I think, though, if you clean off as much of the stain as you can, prime it and paint it, it'll look great.
All right, great. I'll give it a try.
Well, Consumer Reports is out with their list of the top toilets for 2021, and if you haven't purchased a new toilet recently, you may be surprised to find that today's toilets feature many improvements to make them flush better and use less water. Now, one interesting thing that they found was that the amount of water used doesn't always relate to how well the toilet flushes. Now, that's because toilets are more water efficient than ever, and there have been many improvements in the shape of the toilet bowls, as well as the internal plumbing that contribute to their ability to do the job. So much goes into toilet design. This is amazing.
And just as much goes into toilet testing. You might be wondering, how exactly do they do that? Well, they have what I'm sure is a very scientific method, and it involves placing 160 solid polyethylene balls, 7 sponges with number 10 screws pressed into each sponge for realistic weight, and non-lubricated latex condoms filled with water into each bowl. They found the best toilets can get it all down in just one flush. Now, 6 models from American Standard and Kohler were named to the list of top flushers. These include the Kohler Cinemaron, the Kohler Kelston, 2 models of the American Standard Champion, that's our toilet, hooray, as well as 2 models of the American Standard Vormax toilets. You can read the entire report at consumerreports.org. So well done, Consumer Reports. I got to say that we've been pretty happy with our American Standard Champion, which is not the one they tested because we've had it for a number of years, but the thing very, very rarely clogs. And I think it's because of the design that they use now, where all of these sort of internal trapways are all wider and they're finished, so there's no like friction or resistance, and it does a really good job. So I think the toilets have come a long way. It's probably a good time to think about replacing yours, especially if you look at the new ones that they recommend in Consumer Reports.
Oh, yeah, and we have the American Standard Vormax, which, you know, is really fantastic at helping to keep that toilet clean. And when you have 2 boys, as I do, you know that keeping a toilet clean is a challenge that you are faced with daily, so I thank American Standard for helping me sort of start the project there.
That's important.
Case in Oklahoma is on the line. Just got their first house, so congratulations. And now, where to start? Lots of projects, lumber's expensive. What's going on? How can we help?
I'm a first-time homeowner, more of an aspiring DIYer. I don't have a lot of skills, but I have a lot of desire. And I'm looking at the projects that I want to get started. And because lumber prices are so high, I'm trying to prioritize what makes the most sense to put off and what makes the most sense to start now. So if you guys could maybe give a little insight on, you know, why are lumber prices so high and expect to see those go down a little bit so things like redoing your back deck or privacy fence become more reasonable.
Well, Case, congratulations on that new home. And we are so proud of you for wanting to take on those projects. That's great. And you're asking the right questions. Let me just address the lumber price issue first. There's been obviously a huge imbalance in supply and demand for so many different products that surrounded the pandemic, and lumber certainly has been one of them. I know that builders have really struggled with this. In some places, builders can't even quote what the price of a house will be because they don't know what the lumber is going to be. But I do know that those markets are stabilizing now. Prices are coming down. They're getting more predictable. So I don't think it's going to be a terribly long time before we see the kind of economy that we had in terms of lumber pricing before the pandemic hit. In terms of picking your projects, you know, it's a balancing point between the things that you really want to get done and the things that are going to give you the best return on investment. You mentioned an outdoor deck. Everybody loves an outdoor space these days, today more than ever. So I think a deck's a great place to start. And fencing certainly is also a good way to define the exterior of your property and also improve the value of your home. So I think those projects, you know, right now, if you want to aim for those to tackle next spring, I think that's a really good place to start. And beyond that, you know, generally kitchens and bath types of improvements have great return on investment. And if there's others that are just sort of decor related, doesn't mean you shouldn't tackle them. But, you know, just understand that that's kind of an investment in yourself and your happiness as opposed to one that's going to deliver a good return when it comes time to sell. So good luck with that project. I know you're going to have lots of questions as the years go on. So reach out to us anytime. We are here to help.
Now I've got Rosie in Iowa who's got a window question. Hey, Rosie, what's going on? How can we help you?
We have Anderson windows, which we just love, the low egress on the first level. We want to put keep the hot sun and the cold out in the window. We'll put new windows on the third level in the bedroom, right, the guest mm-hmm. rooms.
Yep.
Can you suggest what type of window we'd have to do, a replacement window?
Yeah, Anderson has a replacement window called the 400 series. It's a tilt wash window, so like a double hung that tilts down for cleaning, and it's specifically a replacement window. So you order the window to fit the size of your existing windows there that you're going to replace, and you can order it at the Home Depot. And I think the average cost is about $300 across the country, more or less depending on size and features. But that's a good window. It's got high performance glass in it. It's got low E4 glass in it.
Oh, we just love the ones we put in the basement. You can leave it, the window open. You know, I got plants down there, and it don't even feel warm, the sun.
Yeah, take a look at the Anderson 400 series window at the Home Depot, okay?
Well, we were thinking about a cheaper one, like Window World or somewhere like that.
Why do that? You've had great experience with Anderson, and the price is pretty fair. I mean, the average price is about $300.
Thank you so much. And that was Series 400?
Series 400, 400 series, that's correct.
400 series. Well, now you want to come and put them in for me? You're so good at it, and I know you love extra money.
I can't do that, Della, but I'm sure the pros at the Home Depot could help. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Whatever project you've got planned for these last few weeks of summer before I officially tell you it's okay to start decorating for Halloween, which we all know happens early September. So you've got some time. Enjoy the summer. I'll let you get through Labor Day. But whatever it is you are working on, give us a call because we want to help you with those projects. Also, corn stalks. Just start thinking about them for Halloween. Just putting that in your head. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
I think we know that your two favorite holidays are Halloween and Christmas because you start
Correct.
Decorating for each months ahead of time, and you leave one up until the other starts, right?
Sort of. There's always a sort of leftover white lights that I just call seasonal fun and festive on the front, which always, I think, makes for a lot of goodness. So if you want to give a call and give us a chat about how you like to leave up white lights, I'm standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT, which, by the way, is brought to you by Angie, and Angie's List is now Angie, like how I brought it all back around. Now, Angie is going to connect you with those top home improvement pros out there, and they can help you with those projects, big and small. So check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Coming up, if you're buying a new home, you might be tempted to add some upgrades to that standard construction that's being offered by your builder. But we're going to share which upgrades will make the most sense to buy when you're building and which you can actually wait on, all when the Money Pit returns. 888 Money Pit. concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb, there's no tower too high.
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Thank you.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects, your do-it-yourself dilemmas at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. So I've been skirting the storms this past week, Leslie, as I help my daughter with a project, which is to refinish some chairs. You know, we found a really old table that actually had been in the family for a long time, but it was a mess. It was a disaster. It was a drop leaf table. So we had to take off multiple layers of paint, got it down to the original maple, finish it, looks great. And we're like, hey, we need chairs for this. So she turned to Facebook group. She found four beautiful kitchen chairs with oak seats and high back like caning for, I think it was $20. And so far, I think I've spent $30 on painting, on paint and materials. But we stripped those down, and in between these storms, I've just been getting them done. So just taking on those projects whenever we can. And I'm just happy that my daughter finds these projects, starts them, and then I get to finish them.
Oh, my goodness. It's always amazing how you think you're like, oh, I'm going to save so much money doing it this way. And then you're like, I'm going to spend so much money on supplies.
Right.
Now we've got Terry on the line who's got a question about a porch. What's going on?
Hi. I just installed a new top-line best wood porch. It's about 10 foot wide and about 60 feet long. This is okay. The third one I put in. Others have only lasted a year and a half, and they would completely rot out even after I've treated them with preservative. I used a it's called a Decover paint. I guess it's a paint. I thought that would be pretty good. It lasted the longest, but it captured the water under the paint wherever it would crack eventually, and it rotted the wood. And I've just replaced it again for $6,000.
Oh,
and what is the best preservative to put on raw wood?
Okay, so a couple of questions. First of all, this porch is an open porch, and the wood boards we're talking about, are they like tongue and groove wood flooring that you would see on a typical an old porch?
Negative. They're board slats, you know.
They're board slats.
Two by fours.
Oh, more like a deck.
A deck, yeah.
Okay, all right. And is there space between these boards so that water can drain through them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're about maybe a quarter inch or so.
Okay. All right. And did you use pressure-treated lumber?
Not on the deck part. On the stanchions, I did. He went and the contractor bought the best lumber he could at the time, which is what they graded A or AAA or whatever.
You used that for the structure, but you didn't use it for the decking itself. The decking is just a typical solid 2x4?
Yes.
What I would do is I would recommend not a paint in this case, but a stain, but a particular type of stain, which is called a solid color stain. Solid color stains, and I would buy a Sherwin-Williams or a Benjamin Moore. I would buy a top brand. I would not buy anything less than that. And a Sherwin-Williams or a Benjamin Moore solid color exterior stain. Sometimes it's called fence and deck stain. For two reasons. Number one, the exterior stain has UV protectors and preservatives built into it. And number two, because it has solid color, it doesn't form like a skin like paint does. Over time, it'll wear, but you can always apply more stain on top of it, and it has very good adhesion. So I would recommend that, and I would try to spray it on if I can, if you have a paint sprayer, and get it in between the nooks and crannies of those boards. Terry, I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us, and good luck with that project.
Well, if you're buying a new home, most builders are going to offer you a wide range of options that you can add when that home is being built. Now, these can include upgraded flooring, decks, patios, fireplaces, and more. But, you know, it's kind of tempting to order everything you want right when that house is being built. It actually could be more cost-effective to determine what you can do later and maybe even at a lower cost at that time.
Yeah, right. So the best place to start, I think, is to think about the improvements that would be difficult or complicated to add later. So, for example, in the first home we bought, it was a condominium, and we bought it right from the builder, and he offered options that included like a fireplace, upgraded floors, upgraded interior trim. We went with the fireplace because we knew that would have been really difficult, if not impossible, to add after the fact. But we passed on the hardwood flooring, we passed on the upgraded trim, the six-panel pine doors, that sort of thing, and I added those a few months after we moved in.
Yeah, and that definitely is helpful in that process to help you save money. Plus, Tom, you're super skilled, and you can do a lot of that stuff yourself. So you've got to consider all of that, but you also need to consider your return on investment. Now, upgrading insulation or spending on, say, an upgraded kitchen or bath is also going to add long-term value and deliver a better return on that investment. But for projects like decks, landscaping, low-voltage lighting, there's no reason to have that builder do those at that time.
Yeah, you'd be better off settling into the new home and then coming up with a plan. And then you can bid those jobs out and find the best pro at the best price and get it done then.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, is your bathtub looking a little worn out in the finish? Well, replacing the tub does require a major renovation of the entire bath. But before you do that, there are other far less costly options to consider. We're going to explain in today's pro project presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. You can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. That's all coming up next.
You live in a money pit.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-scented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring. Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quikrete.com, Quikrete.com.
If you're a building or design pro, you probably know LL Flooring as the source for hardwood and wood look flooring. But you might not know what they've done to make your job easier. The new LL Flooring Pro website lets pros shop online with their exclusive pro pricing.
It also allows you to send a special referral code to your clients, so even if they're paying directly for their materials, they can benefit from your special pro rate, but only if you send them the code. There's also a ton of planning tools also to help pick the product, budget, and track the job, and you can even see store inventories live to plan your lead times.
And best of all, any pro who registers a new account or an existing pro who makes an online purchase between August 4th and August 10th will get a free $20 Domino's Pizza gift card. So visit llflooring.com/pro and come hungry. There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
The
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. You need help with a renovation, a repair, even a decor project? Well, call us with your question or your questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. You can tackle big projects, small projects, all of it at Angie.com.
Hey, if you guys are enjoying the show, we would love for you to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. You can do that at moneypit.com/podcast, and this way you can listen whenever you like.
Carol in California is on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I have an old house that sits high off the ground, and it's one of the houses that when they dismantled the camps, you know, they took houses out and people bought them and set them up. And it's all open underneath, and it is freezing cold in the winter and very hot in the summer. Is there something that I can do underneath the house?
So there's no insulation?
No, I don't think so. Very little, if any.
Yeah. Are there open, is it like a sort of open floor joist? Like, do you see the floor joists when you look under and up?
You know what? I haven't been under the house.
Yeah. Well, look, you got to get somebody under there, Carol, to see what the structure is. But we have the technology, okay? You know, if it's
okay.
A standard floor joist construction, you can add insulation in between the floor joists. And then under that, you could use 2-inch insulating foam board and then nail that to the bottom of the floor. And that would seal up the floor from the cold air that's getting up in there. And that would also take a look at the attic to make sure that that's insulated. And you just may have a house that needs a few very basic energy-saving improvements to it.
All right. Well, I appreciate that information. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if your bathtub has a worn-out finish, replacing the tub requires a major renovation of the bath. But before you do that, there are far other less costly options that you should be considering. We're going to explain it in today's Pro Project presented by Angie. Now, first of all, let's talk about what it actually might take if you really do want to replace that tub. Now, most of the tubs are going to be set into an alcove or a corner. They're lapped by flooring and wall finishes to create that watertight seal, and then they're tied down in at least two places by plumbing. So if you're ready for a full-scale bathroom remodel, replacing your tub makes sense.
Yeah, now another option is what's called a tub liner. They're sort of like an insert from your tub. They're usually made from a durable acrylic. They actually have to form these inserts, and you know, when the manufacturers construct these, they use old tubs to make the molds. It's kind of a pretty cool process. But once it's done, the installation of that tub can be done. The tub liner can be done in about a day. A pro basically cleans the old tub, removes the drain, removes the overflow, and then they trim the liner so it fits nice and tight against the wall. And then they put in a new drain, and you're pretty much good to go. So the benefit is that you're back in the bathroom that same day. Cost-wise, it's less than a total remodel, but it certainly is more than, say, just refinishing the tub.
Yeah, and speaking of tub refinishing, we're talking about reglazing, refinishing. That worn-out bathtub is a little bit more site-intensive of a process. Now, it calls for a lot of chemicals that are hazardous enough to require a respirator and even special protective suits for those technicians who are doing the work. Now, reglazing requires masking the surfaces around the tub to protect from any overspray, and then properly venting the bathroom to extract all of those toxic fumes. Now, the refinisher is going to coat the tub in hydrofluoric acid, which is a highly toxic agent that not only dissolves what's left of that porcelain glaze, but also etches that surface so that new finish is going to adhere to it. Now, the actual finish itself is an epoxy primer and several coats of urethane, all applied by a sprayer. The whole process takes one single technician about 4 to 6 hours. I mean, it's beautiful, although even with all of that, you've got to keep in mind that it's not as durable as the original porcelain finish, so you still need to be careful when you're cleaning it, make sure you don't drop things in it. I mean, it's the same tub, it's just got all those new beautiful bells and whistles on it, but you still have to be careful.
I think it's a great solution if you've got like a beautiful clawfoot tub or something like that that you're trying to restore. I think that refinishing process is definitely the way to go. Well, that's today's Pro Project presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with your project, big or small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
Dale in Wisconsin is on the line with a leaky roof. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we've got a metal roof. It's a pro rib system. Think of it as a pole barn.
Okay.
But, the basic structure is made out of metal trusses and then roof purlins and side girts. And I'm assuming that they're coming in from around, the leaks are coming around, because it's not a lot of water. You know, if I put a measuring cup underneath one of the drips, it probably wouldn't fill up unless it was a really, really torrential rain. And then it also depends on which direction the wind is blowing.
Okay, so what's your question, Dale?
I'm looking for a hint on how to repair this, because I was hoping this was going to be my last house.
All right, well, first of all, you need to figure out where it's coming from exactly. Is it possible to get on the roof?
Yeah, but I'm not as young as I used to be, and I don't bounce quite as
well. I hear you. Because one way to kind of track it down is to wet down different sections of the roof with a garden hose to try to figure out where the breakdown is. And then from there, if you can track it down to just one or two panels, I mean, I would silicone caulk it just to see if it stops it or slows it down. And if that's the case and it works, great. If it works for a while but then doesn't work any further, then probably you're going to have a roofing contractor take apart those sections where the leaks are and then seal them that way.
Okay. Sounds like a good plan. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dale. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coming up, you've got a backyard patio that kind of looks a little worse for the wear. Maybe the concrete's breaking up. Well, have we got a simple project for you that will make a fantastic patio makeover with using some Milano pavers from Pavestone. It's a great project, so stick around.
Live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angi. Angi's List is now Angi, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angi.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angi.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And the Money Pit is presented by Angi. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angi app. Download it today.
Liz reached out to Team Money Pit, and she wants to know, is it possible to reseal loose shingles? One side of my roof has weak bond between some shingles. They lift up easily in the wind, and I'm worried about leaks.
Yeah, definitely. Now, the way shingles are made is they have a strip that's sort of like an asphalt adhesive. And when you first put them down, they will start to seal, glue, so to speak, from one shingle to the next, usually by the first summer, especially when it gets really hot, they lay down good. But sometimes maybe that just doesn't happen. So in that case, what you need to do is to have a roofer going up there or anyone that's handy and comfortable on a ladder or working on a roof. You can basically use an asphalt cement. It comes in a caulk tube and just put a dab under each one of those loose shingle sections and press it back down again and let it dry. And that will definitely stop it from lifting up, because you're right. If the wind gets a hold of the bottom edge of that, lifts it up, it can break off and it could really expose you to some water damage or ice dam damage and that sort of stuff. So just a pretty simple, straightforward fix. As long as you don't have too many of them to do, there's no reason to replace the roof. Let's just repair those loose shingles.
All right, next up, Freddie writes in, and he says, I'm getting ready to remodel the basement, and I want to know if I need to add insulation.
Well, I mean, if you're really going to use that space year-round, it's smart to do that. You want to make sure that you insulate the box beam. That's the wood beam at the top of the foundation wall. And for the foundation walls themselves, you can use a foam board for that. So Dow Blue Board, for example, is a good thing to use on those walls because it'll give you some level of insulation and comfort. But also think about how you're going to heat that space, because you know, if you're going to insulate it, you should heat it. And probably the best type of heat to use would be a resistance baseboard heat. It's expensive to run, but in the basement, you're not going to run it that often. So you might as well save the money on the install and just use it when you need it on those very, very cold months.
There you go, Freddie. Hope that helps.
Well, if you've got a patio that's beat up, there's no need to replace it. Leslie shares a better idea in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, I love this idea.
Yeah, you know, in a lot of houses, a backyard patio is the place you hang out. It's sort of your home base for all of your outdoor living activities. But maybe your patio is old, it's worn, it's cracking. You feel like you don't have a lot of options left to kind of spruce up that space when it is very worn. Now, painting, staining, that's usually not going to make it look all that much better. And tearing out that old concrete and pouring a new patio, that can be messy, that can be expensive, and you could find yourself in the same spot down the road again. Well, there's a much better way to do a patio makeover. You can renew an old patio, a sidewalk, or any other concrete surface with no demolition required by using Milano pavers from Pavestone. Now, these pavers are just 3 centimeters thick, which is about 1.25 inches, and from the surface, they look just like the usual full-thickness brick pavers. But because they're being installed on top of your old patio, they don't need to be that full thickness. Now, the 3-piece system is installed in basic patterns directly over that concrete. It requires very little surface prep, which truly makes this project really budget-friendly and easy for any DIYer to get done. Check them out. Go learn about these Milano pavers at pavestone.com. I promise you, you will have a beautiful new patio in a few hours.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, whether you want to keep the kids in or the road noise out, a fence does a great job of protecting what you hold dear, and it can add a stylish element to your yard. But if you want to build a fence, it's more than just putting some posts in the ground. There are design considerations that you got to get right. We'll explain how on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senators were busy at work this weekend in Washington, and they made a little progress on the infrastructure deal. They voted 67-27 Saturday to clear a procedural hurdle. Now, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is confident that President Biden's high-priority agenda item will continue moving forward.
We can get this done the easy way or the hard way. It's in either case, the Senate will stay in session until we finish our work. It's up to my Republican colleagues how long it takes.
But Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill is imperfect.
This isn't exactly the bill I would have written on my own in my office, and 99 of my colleagues would say the very same thing. This is a compromise product crafted by colleagues with big principled differences.
It's going to take a few more votes before the bill is finally passed. The latest seven-day average for new daily COVID-19 infections surpassing over 100,000 this week, and that's a level we haven't seen since the winter surge. More pandemic problems for the Bayou State. COVID-19 spreading at an alarming rate in Louisiana. The chief public health officer, Dr. Joseph Canters, doesn't see any immediate light at the end of the tunnel.
The bottom line up front here is that there's no real good news in here. We continue to set new records for the amount of COVID that circulates in our communities, and we continue to not yet see any tangible signs that we are turning a corner. And that, quite frankly, is terrifying.
Governor John Bel Edwards says COVID spreading faster in his state than anywhere else in the country.
We are at the leading edge of the surge. Case growth per capita in Louisiana continues to be the highest in the country.
Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Nearly five dozen people suspected of ransacking a Hindu temple in eastern Pakistan have been arrested, and police are searching for another 100 suspects.
The temple attack in the town of Bong in Punjab province on Wednesday followed the alleged desecration of a religious school by a young Hindu boy earlier in the week. The area police chief says order was restored after the deployment of extra police and a paramilitary force, and police were looking for the remaining suspects. The unruly mob burned down the temple's main door and damaged statues. In general, Muslims and Hindus live peacefully in predominantly Muslim Pakistan, but there have been attacks on Hindu temples in recent years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hiroshima on Friday marked the 76th anniversary of the world's first atomic bombing. The mayor urging global leaders to unite to eliminate nuclear weapons. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Moderna says their COVID-19 booster vaccine could be available to the public soon as the Delta variant spreads around the world.
The company CEO Stefan Bancel said they are waiting for a bit more data, but said in some countries the Moderna booster shot could be available to some demographics as soon as September. He stressed the urgency of providing the booster shots to the elderly population given the respiratory viruses are more dangerous in the fall and winter. In December, Moderna's vaccine was authorized for emergency use in adults in the United States. It has since expanded for emergency or conditional use in adults in more than 50 countries. Patrick Foss reporting.
United Airlines will require U.S.-based employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by the end of October, and maybe even sooner. The airline's joining a growing number of big corporations that will start to require the shots. Check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Fox News Radio Studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We got a busy hour coming your way. Carly Shimkus will be here at the bottom of the hour. Also, some good news. Almost added 1 million jobs, 43,000 jobs added. That's a stunning number, a lot higher than thought. The market is up to 35,000, so it's great news. The question is, if that's happening, why did we need the $1.9 trillion, number one? Number two, why do we need the eviction moratorium? Really? So you still can't pay the rent? Unemployment's down to just about 5%? I mean, at what point do people have to get back on their feet and do things? Come on. There's 9 million open jobs right now in America. There's some people up against it through no fault of their own. I understand it. But for the most part, we got to stop these welfare programs. Good news, we're adding jobs. A lot of these jobs are because people were told not to work for a while. They're finally coming back, and the wages are going up. We'll see how long this lasts. Let's hope it does. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Sponsored by Fabric, the easiest way to get affordable life insurance. Learn how to protect your family against the unexpected at meetfabric.com/Brian.
Number three.
If he was not such a narcissist and he actually could think about other human beings, he would say, hey, you know what? I'm doing a lot of damage at this point. It's time to go. Just get the hell out of the way.
Mayor de Blasio talking about fellow Democrat, his arch enemy, and the worst governor ever, Governor Andrew Cuomo. Meanwhile, shots of him acquired by the New York Post show him lounging poolside with his secretary taking notes about what he's saying. He's there to pledge to fight impeachment despite calls for President Biden, Speaker Pelosi, and almost everyone else in his party in New York to just resign.
Number two.
And I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now. So if I end up spending $200,000, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up. And defunding the police has to happen and put that money into social safety net.
What a genius. Cori Bush has just helped the Republicans take back the House and maybe the Senate. Backing up what everybody's been saying, the Democrats are all about defunding the police, and she's the congresswoman from Missouri. Future, present, and the current state of the Democratic Party is front in anything but center. As Harris star the vice president, a moderate voice in getting primaried by an aspiring squatter, and the defund the police mantra comes back from the mouth of one of their biggest voices,
Still deny it's a Democratic staple, Joe?
Number one.
These immigrants are here based on the laws of our nation, legally seeking asylum, and it's the federal government's responsibility to care for them. And I'm extremely disappointed that we've received absolutely zero communication with them.
I am disappointed, too. It is an enraging breaking point between the COVID cases, apprehensions of bordering towns, and throwing up 10 cities across Texas. A daily high of 800 unaccompanied minors crossed the border on Wednesday alone. Another 5,000 spotted under a bridge. If the federal government does not act soon, the border will break. But is that the goal? Don't tell me you care about Americans and America and allow this to happen, President Biden, the White House, and everybody surrounded by it. Since when? Where is Martha Raddatz? Where is Andrea Mitchell? Where is Rachel Maddow? Where are the so-called reporters, Dan Rather in Texas, going to bat for justice at our border, worse than we've ever seen it before? So as I mentioned, 5,000 illegal immigrants huddled under a bridge in Mission, Texas. As I mentioned, 834 unaccompanied minors on Wednesday alone at the U.S.-Mexican border. And guess what? If they come, they can stay. And a lot of them have COVID. So they're put up in 10 cities. Guess who's paying? The city. Guess who pays? The state of Texas. Guess who pays that? The federal government. Guess who can't get a return call? Every official in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, as well as California. California doesn't care. The worst place by far is Mexico. Here's Javier Villalobos. He's in McAllen, Texas. He's the mayor there. He was on with Laura last night. He is outraged. Cut to.
We are fortunate that those people or those immigrants were not released into McAllen, instead went through McAllen to the rest of the United States. It was just recently that the NGOs are incapable or do not have the capacity to take care of the rest of the individuals, but they have not necessarily stayed here. They've been throughout. Just 2 days ago, we had to, of course, last week we enacted, or I signed a disaster declaration because, look, we finally need help. And we blame it. People blame us sometimes here in the municipality. We tell them it's outside of our jurisdiction. If you want to place blame, we know exactly where to do it, and that's in Washington. And whether it be the president, Congress, the Senate, whatever it is, they're the ones who can take care of it. And also, we know that it can be the immediate issues we have right now. There's an overflow. We had to 2 days ago put up emergency tents. We have never had to do that before.
And now, you see how desperate he is. He goes on to talk more about it, and I'll let you hear from that later in the hour. 1-866-408-7669. Meanwhile, a tweet out from a Democratic judge, Richard Cortez. Faced with multiple reports that migrants are being released into Hidalgo County infected with COVID-19, quote, I am calling on federal immigration officials to stop releasing these migrants into our city. I understand the frustration. I can't stand watching it. And we have Bill Malusian down at the border. We got a drone team showing you things that you have never seen before because you don't work with the Border Patrol, but they see it and they're powerless to stop it. And more are coming through it. Mexico's doing almost nothing. Here's Trey Gowdy, Cut 6.
We are continuously reminded that immigration and border security is a uniquely federal responsibility, and the state and local authorities have no business getting involved. The folks on the left tell us that all the time. And what these two mayors are saying, okay, do your job. I mean, it's a health crisis. It's a national security crisis. It's a law enforcement crisis. And I'll tell you, Brett, that means it's a political crisis. And when Biden gets swept out and loses the majority in the House, he needs to look no further than the border.
He better lose the House, and I want him to lose the Senate. He needs to have his power taken away. His executive orders should fall flat on their face. He knows almost all of them are unconstitutional and unnecessary. Think about this. We need more rental relief. We have unemployment around 5%. That's typical for the U.S. economy. Not as good as the Trump economy, but typical. Okay? Since 2008, when we bounced all the way back. Now they want to forgive student loan debt. Okay. Now we want to give you unemployment extended, and then we want to give you supplemental unemployment not to work. What kind of, are you trying to destroy the country while letting crime go crazy and the border go nuts? I wish I could tell you and focus on the 943,000 jobs, but not when you're making me wonder if you're actually out to destroy the country. Now, on COVID-19, we have a new variant. Changes the calculus. Of course, you have to create an enemy. First, let's make it the unvaccinated. Then let's make it Republican governors. Is that leadership? Don't think so. First off, why don't we approach this from a scientific perspective? We all got clued up, but we got the fundamentals of the pandemic now. Now we see this variant. Now, look where the variant's been. In India. Devastating, right? Not for us, because we got a lot of vaccinated people with immunity. So the numbers go up. And the numbers go up in terms of over the last 2 weeks, hospitalizations up 82%, still low. Cases are up 119%, dealable. And deaths are up 74%, but just 439 nationwide. Nationwide. Okay. So what's going to happen? Let's look at India. It dropped off the charts about 4 or 5 weeks ago. What happened in the UK? That's key, because what happens there is slightly ahead of what happens here. Dr. Marty McCary, studying the Delta variant, not getting into hysterics, said this, cut eight.
The models that I trust, the modelers who have been correct, show that Delta will peak in the next few weeks, and then we'll see a decline beginning at the end of August or in early September.
That's the most important soundbite. So meet with your officials, tell them what you think. More than likely, this thing's going to peter out before the majority of people go back to school. But instead, you're having mass mandates in New Jersey. I don't think it's announced in New York yet, but other Democratic cities. In Florida, they said no mass mandates. We're going to do this crazy thing called give the power to the parents. That means you can send your kids in a mask if you're worried about it. Fine. You want a resource? Talk to your doctor. Talk to health officials in the state. You got it. Talk to your relatives, fine. In Arizona, they did the same thing. The legislator did the same thing. But in Phoenix, Tucson, they said, no, we want to have a mandate. We want to make all the kids come in a mask. Now the state's going to deny funding and try to force them to do that. In Florida, four counties, Broward, DeVal, and two others said, no, we want to force the kids to wear masks. The governor said, don't do that because I'll deny you funds. Now the federal government says, I'll deny you funds. Do you believe this? Enough. We can make our own decisions on everything from the vaccine on down. Show me the interest, show me the medical, show me the details on how this mRNA works, all right, as opposed to Johnson & Johnson, which shoots antibodies into you. And then I'll go talk to my doctor and I'll make a decision. I did. I got vaccinated. No regrets. Still haven't gotten it yet, thankfully. It's been a year and a half. Me going to the city, walking everywhere, going to gyms, restaurants as soon as I could. Wear the mask as little as possible, and I haven't gotten it. Very lucky. And I've gotten vaccinated. That's my decision. I'm not telling you to make that decision, but that's my decision. They're having problems all over. In Italy, they said everyone's got to get vaccinated. You're getting a green card, and that green card's going to get into restaurants and on trains and planes, and that's it. In Australia, it's gotten so bad they had to send the military into working class areas of Australia. So it's not just America that's wrestling with this. In China, they have an oppressive society. It's raging there. They just lock everybody up and give them an MRE and tell them just shut up or I'll kill you. You want that? In the NFL, there's huge pushback. These guys are told you're massively restricted, and if you have a big outbreak, you forfeit the game. We're not postponing anymore. Kirk Cousins, quarterback of the Vikings, weighed in. He said, I'm not getting vaccinated. Cut nine.
I think the vaccination decision is a private, very private health matter for me, and I'm going to keep it as such. I do believe that as a leader of the team, it's very important to follow the protocols to avoid this close contact, because that is what it's going to come down to, is did you have a close contact? And so I'm going to be vigilant about avoiding a close contact. I've even thought about, should I just set up literally plexiglass around where I sit so that this could never happen again? I've thought about it, because I'm going to do whatever it takes.
Listen, the guy's a very responsible guy. I knew him when he was backup quarterback in Washington, and he's very religious. Kirk Cousins, a self-made success story, I think number two pick out of Washington, got a zillion dollars, and everybody wanted him, including the Jets, to go over to Minnesota, and he is a leader, and he is one of these upstanding citizens, Gary Carter-like, if I was to equate anybody in the Major League Baseball, like choir boy type. He said, listen, I don't feel comfortable getting the vaccine. And you know what? I don't feel comfortable recommending the vaccine to Kirk Cousins, because I made my decision. It doesn't mean you should listen to me. If I'm Dr. Ronnie Jackson, different. If I'm Dr. Siegel, different. Personally, I look at Dr. Fauci. I have no interest in what he says. That's my decision. If I'm a parent, I don't want my fourth grader wearing a mask. or I do. But I don't want them to. I want them to go in there and say it's minimal chance of them getting the illness. If this variant is different for kids, I want to see the data. I'll make my own decision. Why is that suddenly bad? Real quick, Democratic disaster. This is why I made this one of the big three. The future and present state of the party is flat out confused. First off, you hear this story broken by Jonathan Swan, reprinted really by the New York Post, that Kamala Harris has a crisis team working on her favorability, her performance, without her even there. They had her allies who evidently had a dinner the other night, top female like Stephanie Cutter's, female PR people. Kiki McLean, McLean organized the whole thing. She's a Democratic public affairs expert. Tina Fornoy is her chief of staff. She's a mess. She has set up a toxic works environment. We heard about how miserable it is to work for her. We've seen how terrible she's been publicly. And then Donna Brazile, Adrian Elrod, we know her. I think she's very impressive. Karen Finney and others got together and talked about how to change her image because she was the favorite to run in a couple of years, 3 years, because Biden obviously can't even perform now on a daily basis. And she's been terrible. She was asked to spread the word about the vaccine. She's been invisible. Asked to spread the word about voting and tell people how bad these states are doing. She's been terrible. On the border, do you really need me to finish that sentence? And when you see her in front of people or in interviews, she stumbles all over herself. This is a former sitting senator who was attorney general of a major state who doesn't even seem to know any of the issues. They're trying to sell her to us, and we're not buying it. And you talk about a mess. Henry Cuellar has been a shining light for the country. He has been on the border. He's been serving the border community down there. He's a moderate Democrat, taking on his own party, urging them to do what's right. He's been virtually ignored. And now the squad is backing up Jessica Cisneros to primary him in a very tough district for Democrats to win. But they want another squad member. So they're going to run and primary him because he was willing to take on his party and do what's right for the country. That, to me, is a scary situation. When we come back, what Congresswoman Cori Bush did of Missouri that really delivered the House, I believe, for certain to Republicans and maybe the Senate. You'll hear that when we come back. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Gonna miss you around here, Iris.
Olivia's best optometry technician is going back to school.
Did we get that new frame?
Her eye is already twitching about finding a replacement.
Ugh, this can't keep happening. We're gonna have to cancel appointments.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Fox on Justice. More than a year after then-President Trump took part in a controversial photo op outside of burned St. John's Church in Lafayette Park, federal judge Dabney Friedrich tossed a lawsuit that pointed the finger at the former commander-in-chief. The American Civil Liberties Union, Black Lives Matter, and other groups sued, arguing Trump, then-Attorney General Bill Barr, and others ordered law enforcement to physically remove protesters so the photo op could take place. On June 9th, the Inspector General for the Department of the Interior found that narrative to be false and that protesters were cleared so a protective fence could later be installed. The judge's dismissal comes just weeks after the Biden Justice Department moved to dismiss the lawsuit. DOJ claims Trump can't be sued because he was president at the time of the incident. Judge Friedrich, a Trump appointee, did allow the lawsuit to move forward against D.C. police. Her reasoning, the police department is not subject to federal immunity laws. In Washington, David Spunt, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Top.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Iban speaks on Israel's nationhood.
It would seem to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Are you looking to quit smoking but not sure how to go about doing it? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says you might benefit from a Quitline. It's free over-the-phone coaching. Gerald is a Quitline coach.
You might talk to someone who will get some information from you, or you might talk to a quit coach from the beginning. They'll ask you a few starting questions, things like which state you live in, how much you smoke, and if you've tried to quit before, so they can make sure you get the help you need along with the services your state offers. Then they'll connect you with a quit coach who will help you put together your own personal quit plan.
They provide similar services from your doctor or sometimes can be a good complement to your doctor's care. They can direct you to websites and apps or whether to use quit smoking medication or how to deal with cravings and withdrawal. They're located throughout the United States and many have bilingual services. You can reach a quit line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm going to make sure I have security because I know I have had attempts on my life and I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now for me to allow that. So if I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more dollars on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police and put that money into social safety nets because we're trying to save lives.
Excuse me. Attention, Democrats and Republicans. Cori Bush, who was just praised 24 hours prior for extending the rent moratorium, which means no one pays rent for another month, even though it's unconstitutional if you make under $99,000 for a single or $144,000 for a couple. So she was sleeping on the steps, getting praise from the president and the majority leader, Chuck Schumer. Now she's defunding the police and justifying you getting spending $200,000 on her private security. That's money donated to her from Squad and Squad supporters, maybe Soros, who knows. Do you really want to give money for her personal security? Is that why you're donating to Cori Bush? Or is it to represent the people of St. Louis who have been abused in a crime-ridden city that's been besieged by the pandemic and virtually shut down? Now she's saying to fund the police and put the money into social safety nets. There'll be no one to fall into the social safety net. Everyone will be dead. So it's okay for you to get security, but not for the working class people you represent or the 22 of the 26 major cities that are overrun with crime. from carjacking to assaults to shootings to homicides. So that is the Democratic mantra. Don't tell me she's some backbencher rookie who just likes to spout off and say radical things. Those radicals are the one driving the reconciliation bill. Those radicals are the ones driving social media to the left. And now Joe Biden can no longer say, I never said defund the media, defund the police. Your party does. And that's the party that's in power. You're in it, and they're driving forces behind it. They're the ones primarying moderate forces. They're the ones not listening to some of the more moderate voices, at least who are campaigning like that, like Eric Adams. And guess what else happened? The action shows you did defund the police. Millions in Minneapolis out the door, over a billion in New York. We know what happened to defund the police and was praised by the former senator from California, Kamala Harris, happened in Los Angeles. That's the most unpopular thing you could say to an American. Forget about Democrat or Republican, to an American. And she doubled and tripled down on it. Coley Shimkus next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with David Harbour, who joins the Marvel Cinematic Universe in Black Widow.
When you're joining this universe, do you feel the scope of it from the start?
Kind of. I mean, less so in the movie. One of the interesting things, though, early on in the shooting, we all went to Comic-Con in 2019 in San Diego, and they announced the roster of, like, a lot of the next phase. And so that's when I really felt it.
The Stranger Things star is, of course, used to having top secret projects fans like to analyze.
Movies like this that end Stranger Things, which they're just very good. I'm very proud of Stranger Things. I'm very proud of movies like this. And the problem is they just take time. And I think that people want to talk about them because they're excited about them. And it just takes time to make them because they are you know, well made. So, of course, people want to get together and talk about them. And then you're like, well, I don't want to spoil it for you. So I have nothing to say to you. So there you go. How's that?
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Gore Vidal is best known as an American novelist and known as one of the most prominent liberal public intellectuals of the 20th century. Here is Vidal in the early 60s on the political state of art in the U.S.
You are born into a society and you are shaped by it, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not. Each of us is born into a prison of received opinion, of superstition, and of prejudices. Now, One of the functions of art is to try and define the prison. A, the artist must know he's in it, and many of them don't, and those are the bad artists. They just take it for granted. This is the way things are. They don't know that there are worlds, as Shakespeare said, there is a world elsewhere. They don't see anything past these bars. The prison is going to break you eventually, but you can at least get a look out. And it's the look out that is art.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 7-year-old from the Bronx whose dream to be a police officer for the day makes today's Dean's List. Jose Zelia uses a wheelchair because of his spinal muscular atrophy, but that didn't stop him from chasing a dream at such a young age. His mom Heidi says when he was in pre-K, he told her he wanted to be a police officer. So when career day came around, he dressed just like one. The NYPD's Transit District 1 in Manhattan heard about Jose's wish and made it happen. After a swearing-in, officers spent the afternoon showing him how the job is done. His mom, Heidi, says her son will never forget it. Jose was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy when his mom was pregnant. They told her he would likely die at 3 months old, but he beat the odds. NYPD Captain Kenneth Gorman says it was great meeting Jose and helping him achieve the dream. Jose, you are awesome. You became a police officer and made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is just a matter of time before he's gone. If he was not such a narcissist and he actually could think about other human beings, he would say, hey, you know what? I'm doing a lot of damage at this point. It's time to go. Just get the hell out of the way. I mean, in the end, maybe he could close off his career with one act of dignity and decency and just step aside. But don't bet on that, Andrew.
That is Andrew Cuomo. And that, of course, Mayor de Blasio talking about Andrew Cuomo. Both in the same party. Both hate each other's guts. They're now chronicling how much they hate each other. But now it's Mayor de Blasio, the most incompetent mayor in America. And that's a huge competition, race to the bottom, going after Cuomo. Now, yesterday, Cuomo, despite the fact that he has almost no allies in his own party, he had the president from his own party tell him to resign, the Speaker of the House tell him to resign. He was lounging by a pool trying to reportedly get together some type of impeachment plan to fight back against the impeachment, which evidently, according to the AP, there's over 80 votes. He doesn't need that many in order to impeach him. I'm supposed to give him a few days to come up with his response to the impeachment articles. He was also stung, according to reports, by the defection of two more prominent left-leaning organizations, a union that represents healthcare workers and a major fundraising platform for liberal politicians. He lost his special counsel, Judith Mogul, who handled complaints from some of the governor's accusers. She resigned this week. So he is not having a good week, but you would never know it. His spokesperson said this. The assembly, he said, is doing a full and thorough review of the complaints and has offered the governor and his team an opportunity to represent the facts and their perspective. The governor appreciates the opportunity. We will be cooperating. With me right now is Carly Shimkus. Carly, you with Fox News 24/7, saw all of the channel. But more importantly, you're in New York.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a politician this overrun with scandal?
No.
Oblivious to it?
It's unbelievable. I often wonder how he sleeps at night because there are so many investigations going on into his life. The nursing home thing is still going on. He tried to take a political victory when the DOJ dropped their investigation into the nursing home. That was just a minor thing that was affecting 30 public nursing homes. Federally funded or state funded nursing homes. The private nursing home investigation is still going on. The attorney general is not even done because she's still investigating whether or not he used public resources, you know, state resources to write his coronavirus book. There's also the impeachment investigation that is investigating a lot of things. The Mario Cuomo Bridge. There's a bunch of different stuff, whether or not he gave priority testing to his family. So,
which we know he did.
Yeah, I mean, there are reports that say, yeah, he absolutely did. And I'm sure that the book was poorly managed in terms of using people to write the book. There was this New York Times report that came out that said that people in his office, you know, his aides, while they were shopping his book deal around, they were also working with the state health department saying, all right, you're about to deliver this report that says 9,000 people died in nursing homes. That doesn't match our 6,000 number. And then when the report came out, the 9,000 number wasn't there. That's a huge deal. So did he?
The FBI is investigating that.
Yeah. Did he profit off of the fact that they were hiding this information? So this pending attorney general report was providing him some political cover. But now it's over. The report is out. I thought one of the most stunning allegations that was made had to do with that security guard, you know, the person on his security detail who he was harassing and touching. I mean, imagine being a woman in that position and you are trying to protect somebody, and the person you're trying to protect is violating you. It's one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard in my life.
But all 11 was substantiated to a degree. Nobody was saying, well, she's just trying for political gain. And they had a plan in place to go after the accusers. Mm-hmm. One who's liberal as a day as long as going to run for office herself. Mm-hmm. They said it's going to be a Trump. You're going to make her a Trump plant.
Yeah.
Lindsay Boylan.
Really? Yeah, I mean, you know,
Trump?
He deserves due process. He says that none of this stuff happened. But this investigation seems extremely thorough. How many interviews? 170 interviews. The report is, you know, a mile thick. They did their job. And I don't know how he survives this. It would be shocking. Do you think he steps down? I mean,
well, what happens
I don't know if he wants to get impeached.
But if you are impeached, you got to go. And it looks like every Democrat's turned on him. The weird thing is, this Carl Hastie, who's the most powerful Democrat in the Assembly, said, we got to wait a little bit. We got to get all everything together. What's the big rush? Everybody else is into one or 2 weeks. Let's do something by the end of this week.
He still has political allies. He still has political allies. Remember, some of the women who claimed that he sexually harassed them, they didn't want to have any part of the impeachment inquiry because they said it is a total sham. It wasn't a serious thing. They were more interested in dealing with the attorney general because they thought that she would actually listen to them and deliver results.
Yeah.
So the other thing, Brian, it is also very political, and some Democrats want to see him out because he is not liberal enough for them. So, I mean, this story is non-political in terms of the sexual harassment and the nursing home scandal, but it does get political when you hear people like AOC saying he needs to step down. I think there are some political motivations with that as well.
So you remember a lot of people saying, okay, Vice President Harris, the president said to step down, right? The Speaker of the House said step down. Where were you? Remember when Vice President Harris was Senator Harris and was talking about Kavanaugh, grilling Kavanaugh? Listen to this, cut 27.
So are you willing to have them do it?
The witness testimony is before you. No witness who was there supports that I was there.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a no and we can move on. How do you reconcile your statement about a conspiracy against you? Do you agree that it is possible for men to both be friends with some women and treat other women badly? Did you watch Dr. Ford's testimony?
I did not. I plan to.
It's grilling him.
Yeah.
Grilling him on this.
The other thing about this.
Why wouldn't you come forward and just call him out?
What hasn't really come up yet, and it's a tricky situation, but, I mean, President Biden was accused of sexual assault. And when he stood up there and said, yeah, I'm calling for Governor Cuomo to resign, I was waiting for somebody to say, well, what about the allegation against you?
Yeah. They said it was litigated. No, it wasn't litigated. Not at all.
The woman who accused him does not feel like it was litigated.
You know, and by the way, this is what I find, and I'm going to keep pointing it out even though it gets old. Everyone's dropped this story. CNN put it in a reader. CBS barely touched it last night. How do you, the most high-profile governor in the country, vice presidential nominee who they wanted to really run for president, who wrote a best-selling book and got an Emmy.
Got an Emmy.
And now is mired in scandal, covered in scandal. Yeah. And it's a one-day story?
It's not a one-day story. It is absolutely not a one-day story. Imagine if this happened to Ron DeSantis. It would be, I mean, their heads would explode. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I have one more thing I want to say on this. You don't want to forget the nursing home stuff. Because that's really, I mean, people lost their lives. I mean, just listen to Janice Dean's stories. We've had so many people talk about how heart how heartbroken they were that their loved ones died in nursing homes and they weren't able to visit them at the time. But they are linked in the fact that Lindsay Boylan was the first person to make an accusation, and it was December 2020 when she posted a tweet saying that Cuomo sexually harassed her. And nobody really paid attention to that, but it was out there. And then when the nursing home scandal started getting bigger and bigger, she then posted a Medium article, and that, because he was weakened politically because of the nursing home stuff, she was able to come out again, say, listen, this happened to me. I think it happened to other women, too. And now we have this huge firestorm of backlash on both fronts. So I don't think the sexual harassment stuff would have happened if the nursing home thing didn't, if that makes sense.
No, it does. I mean, you would have been, well, what's going to say if one person says, I don't like the way he treated me in the office? Toxic
it weakened
workplace.
Him. Yeah.
Toxic workplace. I mean, you see that, hear that. We should try to find this, Allison. There's horrible audio of him singing on tape. Evidently, they kept it, I guess, one of the women that he was harassing.
Yeah, I heard that. You know, to be honest, I got to sort of disagree with you there. I think that's a up to interpretation. Not all of it is clear cut. A lot of it is. A lot of it is. The allegation against the security guard is. Or the one that the security guard made against Cuomo. But I thought that could have been a phone call that a boss would have just said, hey, this song. It's not like he was saying he loved her.
I don't buy it at all. Why would you sing that song to somebody you're accused of harassing? And then say the other way, I was empathizing with her because she's been assaulted before, another woman. And I just want to say, I know what you're going through. Oh, really? Now you're empathizing with her? It's amazing how someone can misinterpret that. Having said all that, one of these scandals, let alone 10, 11 women had their stories stand up to him. I want to talk about that, but I also want to talk about another story. And by the way, this is what my fear is. What's he going to do to distract? Going to do to distract is make an announcement. We're going to demand vaccination cards on everyone. We're going to demand that school gets shut down. We're going to demand that everyone wear a mask. You're going to create a crisis and make the variant bigger than it has to be, and he's in charge. I'm not worried about my welfare. I'm not worried about my political future. I'm in charge now.
That's probably what that meeting was, the poolside meeting that we have pictures of, trying to figure out how the heck he's going to navigate this politically. I mean, if I were him, I'd just throw in the towel, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Come.
Well, but where's he going to go? That's the thing. What's he going to do? He's 63 years old.
Oh, he's got book money to live off of. I think he's going to be okay.
That's the rest of his life? I guess it's law practice. You really want him representing you? All right, a couple of things. You before we went to break before, I thought one of the most devastating things politically to happen in the Democratic Party, if, number one, you look at the fact that they're running against the moderate. Henry Cuellar has been a breath of fresh air for politics. He's a border congressman in Texas who simply said, this is the problem, hopped on Fox, hopped on every network possible, tried to get the attention of the President of the United States. This is a crisis. You have to handle it. Forget, put the Remain in Mexico policy back. We got, I'll tell you exactly what these people are saying, where they're coming from, and how to put it to rest. You don't need to build a wall, but I'll find out something else. They wouldn't listen to him. Mm-hmm. Now they're running, they're primarying him with a squad member. At the same time, a member of the squad came out and said this yesterday, Cori Bush, when asked about her huge personal protection bill, she said this yesterday, and Jen Psaki finally had to answer to it. Cut 15.
I'm going to make sure I have security because I know I have had attempts on my life and I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now for me to allow that. So if I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more dollars on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police and put that money into social safety nets because we're trying to save lives.
So defund the police. They spent the last month trying to tell everyone it was Republicans trying to defund the police. They never meant that. Just some fringe people. That's their superstar. That's a high-profile Cori Bush.
Defund everybody's police but Cori Bush's police. The Missouri Attorney General, he brought up that St. Louis had a 50-year high in homicides last year. Kansas City had an all-time high. So I wonder what would happen if Cori Bush said what she said on CBS to a mother whose son was murdered. I mean, it's also because of the arrogance that she says it.
There's so much wrong with that statement.
No one is saying that your life doesn't matter. Everybody wants you to survive. Everybody wants you to live and be safe. But so does everybody. Everybody else deserves that, too. And she clearly knows that protection is important because she paid $70,000 for private security. She said she would pay $200,000 for it. And nobody else has that. When you don't have private security, police are your private security, and right. She's trying to take it away.
Yeah, we should. Nobody else in her district should have security. They should have more social safety net programs. Yeah. That makes sense. Oops. Good luck walking that one back. And Cori Bush, who you just praised, Senator Schumer and the president just praised. Now you're going to try to marginalize her? Please.
Wait, can I say one more thing on this?
Yeah.
Do I have time? I just, the first thing I thought of when Cori Bush said that on CBS, I said, this woman is a conservative and she just doesn't know it. Because you remember when she gave that really impassioned testimony? She was talking about how she thought that black women are treated differently when they're giving labor, when they're in labor. And she said that her son was born at 23 weeks and his ears were still in his head and his fingers were the size of rice. And it was this really heart-wrenching story about his survival and how she was treated in the hospital. I mean, she made the best pro-life case of all time. And when I listened to her yesterday, I said, you just made the perfect pro-cop statement. She's a conservative. She just doesn't know it.
She doesn't know she's helping the people that she's trying to vilify.
Exactly.
Corey Shimkus is going to be back in just a moment. That's enough of a reason to keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not matte.
Colby's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, look, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessment. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Some amazing tidbits from our Fox News poll. First, 51% feel optimistic about the economy, down from 57% in 2019. Shifts in partisan views reflect the change in the presidency and explain the dip. Optimism among Republicans plummeted 59 points since President Trump left office, while optimism among Democrats more than doubled. It's up a smaller 37 points. Voters divide over the purpose of President Biden's various spending proposals. 44% believe they're meant to jumpstart the economy. 47% say transform the country with liberal social policies. Plus, Moore thinks socialism is a major threat to the country's stability. 49% say so, up from 39% 2 years ago. Biggest change is among independents, with a 17-point increase in the number saying socialism is a major threat. It's up 11 among Republicans and 4 among Democrats. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll-Pourri.
I'm Ashley DeVorca with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Scarlett Johansson and Florence Pugh of Black Widow.
Scarlett, I want to start with you. Having been with this character a decade, what perspective or side of Natasha was most important for you to get to show?
I think it was really important to see Natasha off her game. You know, she's someone who up until this point has always been a part of a family of some sort, an organization of some sort, and part of a kind of bigger movement. And suddenly we find her in a place where she's like utterly alone.
And Florence, for you, when you first read Yelena, what trait or characteristic jumped out? And is that still what you like most about her, or did it change from reading script day one to last day of filming?
I really loved how, despite all that she'd gone through, she never came out of that experience as weak or someone that you didn't enjoy hearing from. I really appreciated that everything that came out of her mouth was very honest.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
So we're back. So, Carly, how are you going to handle it in New York City in particular? I know other cities are going to come up with it, and they're going to say you cannot go to a restaurant, you cannot go to a theater, you cannot go to a play, you can't go to a gym unless you're vaccinated.
That already happened to me. I was at a restaurant on Sunday. This was before de Blasio announced that he was going to do the vaccine requirement in restaurants. And I sat at the bar, and the bartender goes, "Have you been vaccinated?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Do you have proof?" I said, "What?" So I didn't. I mean, who does? You know, on you. And he said, "All right, you can't sit here."
I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you couldn't sit there.
Well, and then the manager came over who we're friendly with, and he said, no, we've talked about the vaccine before, which I did. I went to his restaurant. I sat outside, and I love this guy, in December, January, February, because it was only outdoor dining and I wanted to support the restaurant. So he's like, "No, they're fine." But if I didn't know him, I would have gotten the boot.
So you know, this is what my prediction is. They're going to say there's going to be inspectors coming in, just like they were inspecting to make sure the separation was there, the plexiglass was in place, the kitchen was going to protocols. They would just walk in, and they are belligerent. They are more belligerent than any cop working any beat, and they're trying to catch you, trying to find you.
But
I guarantee you.
How do you regulate that?
This is what I foresee. They're going to have these regulated with taxpayer dollars, have them flooding into bars. Excuse me, do you have a card with you? Almost like ID. And you go, "Yeah, well, I'm vaccinated." "Well, I need proof that you don't have it." Find the manager, find the owner. Create more angst in this country.
What a great use of taxpayer dollars.
But that's what they're going to do.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I just keep on thinking about what Scott Gottlieb said like 2 weeks ago. He was like, you know, the Delta variant, we are farther along than many doctors think we are. I trust what Scott Gottlieb says. I think he's great. He said we're almost over the hump. So we're freaking out, putting all of these mandates in place. This is going to be over by the end of September.
Cut 8. Let's listen to it, Matt.
The models that I trust, the modelers who have been correct, show that Delta will peak in the next few weeks, and then we'll see a decline beginning at the end of August or in early September.
That wasn't even planned. I didn't even know you had that.
Right, and that wasn't Golly. That was Dr. Marty McCarry, who echoed the same thing.
Yeah.
But I pulled the cut a couple of weeks ago. They said, "You know how you know? Look at India. Look at England." Okay.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. Same Delta variant. So
sure.
Why can't someone say that? Instead of, "This is about the unvaccinated and 99% chance you're going to get it." Well, the one thing is pretty clear is that the vaccinated can get it. It's a bad cold. Ask Lindsey Graham. I talked to him on Monday.
Exactly.
He's like, "It's a cold.
Yeah.
It's a bad cold. I'm glad I got vaccinated, but it breaks through."
Absolutely. Now, and it's not just Republicans who aren't getting vaccinated. You look at the New York numbers. It's a racial thing, too. There is a hesitancy among Black people to get vaccinated. Some Hispanic people, Asian people have gotten vaccinated the most.
And healthcare workers.
Yep, that's
right. Thanks, Carly.
See?
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Reverend Jesse Jackson made a run for the presidency in 1984. In a speech, he apologized for remarks made referring to New York as, quote, Hymie Town.
If in my high moments I have done some good, shed some light, heal some wounds, if in my low moments, in word, deed, or attitude, through some error of temper, taste, or tone, I have caused anyone discomfort, created pain, that was not my truest self. If there were occasions when my grape turned into a raisin and my jaw bear lost its resonance, please forgive me. Charge it to my head and not to my heart.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Texas Democrats are still refusing to return to the state capitol. Saturday, Governor Greg Abbott began a third attempt at passing new election laws.
Republican House Speaker Dade Phelan opened the session.
A quorum is not present.
And then quickly closed the session after Representative Morgan Myers' motion.
I move that the House adjourn until 4 p.m. Monday.
Members, you heard the motion. Objection, Chair. Here's an answer.
The standoff ramped up in July when some Democratic state lawmakers fled to Washington, D.C. Abbott, a Republican, threatened Democrats with arrest in an effort to compel them back. However, Democratic leaders have not committed to sitting out the entire 30-day session, leaving open the possibility that enough could return at some point to end the stalemate. Texas would ban 24-hour polling locations, drive-through voting, and give partisan poll watchers more access under the bill that Republicans were on the brink of passing in May. I'm Julie Walker.
The Senate has taken a significant step Saturday toward passing a $1 trillion infrastructure package. Ben Thomas has more from Washington.
The yeas are 67, the nays are 27.
It was an important vote, but a procedural one.
The motion is agreed to.
Senator Tom Carper put it in perspective.
While we're grateful to everybody who voted for cloture, it is not the end, but it takes us a step closer.
The $1 trillion package would provide an injection of federal money for a range of public works programs, from roads and bridges to broadband internet access, drinking water, and more.
This is a compromise product.
Before casting a yes vote to proceed, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell offered this.
What our early statesmen called internal improvement is a core government responsibility.
More votes will be needed before final Senate passage. Ben Thomas, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching your pain from four different angles, may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A loss in the music world. Dennis D.D. Thomas, a founding member of the long-running soul-funk band Kool & the Gang, died this morning at his home in Montclair, New Jersey. Known for such hits as Celebration and Get Down on It, Thomas was the group's alto sax player, flutist, and percussionist. In 1964, 17H Friends created the group's unique sound, at first calling themselves the Jazziacs. After several iterations, they settled on Kool & the Gang in 1969. D.D. Thomas was 70 years old. Birthdays on Saturday, singer Lena Cantrell turned 78 years old. Actor John Glover was 77. Former diplomat, talk show host, and activist Alan Keyes celebrated 71. Actor Wayne Knight Newman from Seinfeld, 66. And actor David Duchovny, 61. News and analysis at townhall.com. University of Pittsburgh facing fresh calls for an investigation on its federally funded research on unborn baby tissue after information service that many say is troubling.
Republican State Representative Kathy Rapp, who chairs the majority for the legislature's health committee, wants a review of the school's state and federal funding, pointing to allegations that scientists at the University of Pittsburgh were harvesting kidneys of unborn babies while their hearts were still beating. She said if true, everyone involved should face criminal charges. In 2015, the university told the Department of Health and Human Services that it has been collecting unborn baby tissue for over 10 years. Patrick Foss reporting.
Former U.S. Senator Mike Enzi of Wyoming was remembered Friday as an honorable statesman and family man who was focused on leadership, tradition, and faith. Friends, family, constituents, and colleagues gathered on Friday for Enzi's funeral. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Live from the Fox News Radio Studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're very excited to say that we're going to be joined by Seth Barron. Seth Barron's a managing editor of The American Mind, author of the book The Last Days of New York, A Reporter's True Tale. I want to go inside New York, find out what the governor was like, find out what he was like when he was attorney general. Seth knows. He watched the rise of Cuomo. He's covered two of them now and watching, hopefully, the end of the Cuomo era everywhere. We'll get Seth's take on that. And Dr. Mark Siegel at the bottom of the hour. This variant, could it really be going away in two or three weeks? That's what happened in India. That's what happened in England. Let's go to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
If he was not such a narcissist and he actually could think about other human beings, he would say, hey, you know what? I'm doing a lot of damage at this point. It's time to go. Just get the hell out of the way.
Mayor de Blasio relishing the demise of Governor Cuomo. He lounges, by the way, at poolside with the New York Post getting the exclusive pictures while they fight about his impeachment. Despite calls from President Biden and Speaker Pelosi for him to resign, it looks like he won't.
Number two.
And I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now. So if I end up spending $200,000, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up. And defunding the police has to happen. And put that money into social safety nets.
Wow. Future, present, and the current state of the Democratic Party, as you just heard Cori Bush in front and anything but center, as Harris's star dims, the vice president. A moderate voice is getting primaried by an aspiring squatter, and the defund the police mantra comes back again from the mouth of one of their biggest voices. Still deny it to Democratic staple Joe Biden?
Number one.
These immigrants are here based on the laws of our nation, legally seeking asylum, and it's the federal government's responsibility to care for them. And I'm extremely disappointed that we've received absolutely zero communication with them.
Richard Cortez, the mayor, Hidalgo County judge, a Democrat. Breaking point between the COVID cases, apprehensions of bordering towns, and throwing up tent cities across Texas. A daily high of 800 accompanied kids crossed the border on Wednesday alone. Another 5,000 spotted under a bridge. If the federal government does not act soon, the border will break. But is that the goal? Don't tell me you care about Americans and America and allow this to happen. And that goes to everyone at the White House. Well, now back to the story we started with. Seth Barron joins us now, managing editor of The American Mind, author of the book You Gotta Get, The Last Days of New York, A Reporter's True Tale. Seth, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Glad to be here.
Seth, does it surprise you Governor Cuomo is holding on?
No, not really. I mean, Governor Cuomo look, de Blasio's right. Cuomo is a massive narcissist. He has an ego the size of the state. And, he from his perspective, he got through this already a few months ago. This came out. It was a big news. And then it faded away. So he's going to be dragged kicking and screaming out of the executive mansion. But that doesn't mean he's not going to go. I think the writing is definitely on the wall. He's the only one who can't read it.
Why do you think he's going to go? I mean, I saw every Democrat 80 plus in the assembly say we're going to vote to impeach him. And now it's taking a long time for it looks like. Them to come up with the actual impeachment articles, and time works for, you guessed it, Governor Cuomo.
Well, I mean, I would agree with that, and I thought so for a while, but I don't know, at this point, if you've got the president of the United States, the leader of the party, you've got his own top aides, Jay Jacobs, the head of the State Democratic Party, who was installed by Cuomo, an old-time ally. Everybody saying so, it would just be it's kind of unprecedented for someone to withstand that kind of pressure. But look, you could be right. Maybe he's going to just go, push through this, at which point they really will have to impeach him. And that could be just a total disaster.
Well, this guy, Carl Hastie, he's the speaker. They had an emergency meeting. He calls on Cuomo to resign. He should address the attorney general's findings. So we know that he says yesterday he looks forward to participating in the impeachment inquest, and he's going to supply his own point of view. So, and seems like Carl Hastie is the one who's slowing everything down.
Well, Carl Hastie is a big supporter of the governor, and they're long-time allies. So, look, everybody's in a tough position, but they've kind of painted themselves into a corner. They've demanded that he leave. They've demanded that he be impeached. So, well, they're the guys who have to do it. Look, the state is the one who's suffering the most. The people of New York, they've been suffering under Cuomo for, almost 12 years now. The nation's had to deal with this guy since the 90s. He's insufferable. He's a total egomaniac. He tortured everybody with his ridiculous briefings all the time. Somehow, the entire country got behind it because, the entire media got behind it because they hated Trump so much. They needed someone to make the hero. Unfortunately, he believes his own press. He reads his own clippings all the time, and he thought that it was really about him. Now he's having to pay the piper. It's a truly grotesque situation, Brian.
Tell us what it was like. Scandal before, prior to the pandemic, before these series of scandals were unearthed. Tell me what kind of governor he was.
I mean, he was just like the same sort of thing. He was an egomaniac. Look, I'm no fan of de Blasio, But Cuomo would go out of his way to embarrass the guy and, you know, Bigfoot him at every step. I mean, Cuomo's the sort of guy, he, when they rebuilt the Kosciuszko Bridge, which is just really an overpass connecting Brooklyn and Queens, he restored FDR's 1932 Packard limousine so he could drive himself across the bridge. He did the same thing with the new Tappan Zee Bridge, which he named after his father. Everything with this guy is like a grandiose, you know, megalomaniac endeavor. He totally destroyed upstate New York. He poured billions of dollars into absurd economic development schemes, like he wanted to turn Buffalo into the nation's solar energy center, which makes no sense. He wanted to make Syracuse like a Hollywood-style film hub. He banned fracking upstate. He's raised taxes. He passed criminal justice reform that is destroying the city. I mean, he's as bad as de Blasio, even though he tried to pretend that he was the moderate, you know, sort of holding back the tide of leftist, you know, chaos. But he's really been facilitating it.
Well, let's talk about the Buffalo Project. How much did that cost? And isn't someone in jail because of this?
Yes. Joe Prococo, who was who Cuomo called his father's third son, was his closest aide, his closest advisor for years, decades. Yes, Prococo went to jail for graft, skimming money. Look, the Buffalo Project, what he called the Buffalo Billions, and he meant that in a good way. They poured money into building a solar city, which was supposed to be a solar panel factory that Elon Musk wound up buying. I mean, it was for Elon Musk. He got it, a sweetheart deal. It's, you know, the one thing after another of shuffling money around through, you know, these entities, these state entities like the Dormitory Authority, over which he has complete control. And, you know, money's just, it's just wasted. And he started a New York Works program that was, you know, he touted very highly. It wound up, you know, maybe starting 140 new jobs at the cost of hundreds of millions of dollars. It's been a disaster for upstate and for the whole state, frankly.
So Letitia James, she comes out and she looked pained in making these statements, but obviously all 11 accusers, when it comes to sexual harassment, it looks like their stories were verified and the veracity of which is no longer questioned. And was she mentored by Governor Cuomo? I mean, Governor Cuomo is going to paint her as somebody whose ambition is playing a role here.
Look, she was put into that position after Eric Schneiderman, her predecessor, was revealed to be a sexual deviant who beat up women, and he had to step down. That was an open secret in New York circles, by the way. Letitia James was essentially installed in the job by Cuomo. She's been a Cuomo protege. She's really done nothing with the job. And, yeah, sure, she's ambitious, but she doesn't really know what to do. She's had the most powerful attorney generalship in the country for over a year now. All she did was promise to go after Trump. I mean, that's been her main thing. So now she doesn't really know what to do. I mean, it's kind of like a dog chasing a car. Like, it wouldn't know what to do with it once it catches it. So she's, look, she probably wants to be governor, but I don't think she wanted to do it this way. It puts her too harshly in the spotlight.
Right. See, what I don't understand, Seth, you know this, what's going on in this country. The Me Too movement was front and center, but never left. How can you possibly be a Democrat, have 11 of the women have their harassment verified to different degrees? Is he going to go after each one of their credibility individually? Is he going to go after the attorney general? She just wants my job? All women? I mean, really? I mean, what is he going to do? And then he's going to say, his chief of staff, DeRosa, was really his henchman, berating people into doing what she wants them to do, threatening them if they didn't? I mean, how is he going to handle this?
You couldn't make it up. This is the guy who founded the bogus Women's Equality Party, who signed the Gender Act. This is the supposed champion of women's rights who constantly would just talk about, praise the Me Too movement and say that we had to believe women and all of that stuff. So it beggars belief that this is his strategy, but I guess that's what he's going to do.
Tell me the significance of this. Judith Mogul, his special counsel, has handed in her resignation. She resigned this week. On Wednesday, he lost the support of key labor leaders, Jay Jacobs, chairman of the state's Democratic Party. He's also lost the support of a union that represents healthcare workers and a major fundraising platform for liberal politicians, saying it would no longer process campaign donations for him. So this makes me think, I mean, how do you even run for re-election or finish the job when you literally have nobody in your party to do anything for you, and we happen to be in a pandemic? My worry, and tell me if this is valid, is he's going to say, wow, we're in an emergency, this variant's for real, we're going to have to tell all these kids they got to wear masks, we're going to talk about this, we're going to have a vaccine mandate for everybody who wants to do anything. He's going to take over all this and act like it's an emergency. I can't worry about my political fortunes.
I mean, look, he could try that. I'm not so sure it would swing. I mean, look, he's a governor. He's not a president. He doesn't have an army. He doesn't have a central bank. This is why I think he's going to wind up leaving, because he has everybody turned against him. Yes, he is the governor, but a governor leads New York by, you know, through influence and by wielding levers of power. It's not that, you know, an influence. It's not that he can just, you know, call out the army. So with all these defections, it just seems impossible. I can't see how he can go on.
Seth Barron with us, managing editor of American Mind, more importantly, knows New York's been covering it forever, and his book is excellent, The Last Days of New York, A Reporter's True Tale. He knew this stuff before it became front and center, before Governor Cuomo became so-called America's governor, who everybody wanted to run as the vice presidential nominee, but the problem was he was a man and he's white, and we all know what a problem both those things are today. Seth, the other thing is, what does this leave? If he does leave, who's next? Some say the whole state goes more left.
Oh, I think that's probably going to happen. Well, if he leaves, we're going to have his lieutenant governor, who's a nice lady, but basically a cipher, and the legislature is going to completely dominate the state. They're going to put in all kinds of, you know, it seems like they're radical enough already, but there's plenty that they would like to do that they haven't been able to yet. Voting for illegal immigrants, higher taxes, statewide single-payer health insurance, a permanent moratorium on evictions. These are all the sorts of things they want to do. The primary next year is going to be lunacy. De Blasio is going to run. Jumaane Williams, the crazy public advocate, is going to run. Tish James is going to run. You're going to have all kinds of people coming out of the woodwork to run. Yes, I think the state is going to lurch left. I think that they see, you know, California isn't good enough. I think they're looking at Venezuela as like the model for what New York State should be in terms of leadership.
What about Lee Zeldin? Do you give him a shot?
You know, Lee Zeldin, he's been a good congressman. Supposedly, Andrew Giuliani is outpolling him, which is surprising. But Lee Zeldin kind of is a little personality deficient, from what I understand.
Yeah, get to know him. I think he's going to be very good one-on-one. He's got the military background. He also won a purple state, big Trump supporter, which will help him outside New York City. And I also think that he's got the New York Jewish community listening because of his heritage and background and loyalty to Israel. We'll see what happens, Seth. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll always love talking to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
You can follow Seth at Seth Barron NYC and pick up his book, The Last Days of New York. He knew about this before we all knew about this. Back in a moment with your calls. 1-866-408-7669.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn, Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup? Cam's Courier Services' newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling it?
She now needs next-day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A piano player in an airport who gets the surprise of his life makes today's Dean's List. Carlos Whitaker was waiting for his flight in Nashville when he heard beautiful live music from Tony Valentine. Tony was playing piano in the terminal and no one seemed to notice. So Carlos recorded a video and posted it on Instagram. He spoke to Tony and learned that the man was suffering from kidney disease. He undergoes hours of dialysis before he comes to play piano for tips at the airport. Carlos decided to try to help his new friend by asking people to donate on social media. In half an hour, he raised over $10,000. Tony couldn't believe it. By the end of the day, Carlos raised more than $70,000 in virtual tips for Tony. The comments on Carlos' Instagram are heartwarming and encouraging. Thank you, Carlos, for sharing Tony with us. Music to our ears. You both made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Help. There's global concerns about the coronavirus Delta variant. Sharon Peacock is the executive director and chair of COVID-19 COG UK.
The biggest risk to the world at the moment is simply Delta. And so, as you say, Alpha swept the world, and now Delta is replacing Alpha. And that's problematic for countries that don't have a vaccination program and a protected population, because actually it is more transmissible and it can evade, partially evade the immune response. So that's really bad news for countries that don't have a vaccination program up and running to any great extent. So that's my biggest worry.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying the variant spreads with incredible efficiency and now represents more than 83% of the virus circulating in the United States. For more health news, go to foxnewshelp.com. House Call for Help, CJ Papa, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1974. Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record.
And delivering.
There is a contradiction when the executive branch is both investigatory and the subject of investigation. It is these events that forced the House, by a vote of 410-4, to set in motion this impeachment inquiry.
Greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes, and you're really tested, when you take some knocks. Some disappointments.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
That
makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is Charlotte.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am ready.
You don't know that song?
No.
Before your time.
It's before my time, but I appreciated the singing.
Do you love me? Do you really love me? Do you love me? Do you care?
I'll have to listen now.
Yep.
So that was a little scary and crazy.
It's so creepy.
Who released that?
I think she recorded it.
She recorded it? Well, so that's a little of his personal life. He's telling other people he's lonely and wants to be touched. I'm not sure about what women would turn-ons for women or turn-offs. I'm pretty sure that would be a turn-off.
Yeah, but here's my question, which it's not out there. I mean, if he had all these attempts, right, with so many accusers, how many people actually said yes? And are there consensual relationships that are out there? But there was then a power dynamic, but they haven't come forward.
And the question is, he's single now. Was there things going on when he had his live-in?
Mm-hmm, Sandra Lee.
Sandra Lee was extremely nice. Been on the show a number of times. I've always thought she was great. But was always told, before you go on, don't ever bring up the governor.
Right. And you listened.
Why did I?
I know. You're not a rule follower.
Al, look, Al, you're on WABC. Hey, Al.
Hey, Brian, I'm a big fan. I just want to make a point. I've gone to so many different events all the time, these dinners. The governor goes to these fundraisers all the time. You mean to tell me he couldn't walk over to an age-appropriate woman, say, between 45 and 65, and say hello? He could have met so many women that would have wanted a glass with the governor. Why has he got to pick a 22-year-old?
A lot of them. I mean, not only that, it's just the way he did it, too. I mean, people get rejected all the time. You could do it, but then don't threaten them afterwards and don't set up a opposition research plan if they tried to come out against you. It's incredible, Al. It's just because people can't see around the corner. They feel impervious. And him with his Emmy Award and his best-selling book and his $5 million advance felt as though the next thing for him was the White House. Because everyone knows Kamala Harris is not White House worthy. Why not him? Now anyone but him on the left. Maybe Cori Bush would have a better chance. Back in a moment, Dr. Mark Siegel.
Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. We'll be right back. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will King, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Most experts and pundits thought President Harry Truman would be soundly defeated by Thomas Dewey. On November 2nd, 1948, Truman had the last laugh.
And Mr. Kelton Barnes and Mr. Hatton were reporting the situation as it then developed. And Mr. Kelton Barnes was saying, well, the president is a million votes ahead in the popular vote. Mr. Truman will be defeated. And to the sorrow of myself and those who were listening with me, and I went back to bed and went to sleep.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Good Samaritans, including a pastor who helped save a man having a medical emergency, makes today's Dean's List. The incident happened near Georgia State University's football stadium when a passerby noticed a driver slumped over in a slow-moving truck on the interstate and began pulling over to assist him. The truck eventually stopped and strangers began to try to smash the windows to assist him. Pastor Qua Tucker says it felt good to see people, regardless of race, politics, political views, come together to help someone else. One woman was able to break the truck's rear window, and another woman jumped into action to kick the window completely down. Someone was able to get a hold of the driver's cell phone and called his wife to let her know what was happening. Pastor Tucker says, it was our prayer in the moment that God, please make sure this man is okay. No one was injured, and he says the good Lord answered his prayer. You might say this Dean's List was divine intervention. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Can't get enough of Brian? Come see him live on stage with Dana Perino for an evening of laughs and lively conversation. Laughter, life, and the joy of liberty. Saturday, September 25th at the Paramount Theater in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Go to BrianKilmeade.com to get your tickets now.
The models that I trust, the modelers who have been correct, show that Delta will peak in the next few weeks, and then we'll see a decline beginning at the end of August or in early September.
Macari, and he was citing what happened in England and what happened in India. They saw the big spike and then the big turnaround. Now, keep in mind, too, the timing of the UK variant is interesting because they were opening up. And as they were opening up, the variant was hitting, and they still kept opening up. And now they've gotten to the other side of it. Does Dr. Mark Siegel agree? He's Fox News' medical contributor, author of a book called COVID, The Politics of Fear and the Power of Science. Dr. Siegel, welcome back. Do you agree with Dr. Macari on this?
Well, I view it a bit differently, but I certainly agree with the conclusion. I think that we're probably going to head out of this thing in September. And I'll tell you why. In India, it's because a lot of people got COVID and they developed antibodies and they developed immunity, and that slowed it down. In the UK, it's probably because there was a huge ramp up, Brian, of vaccination. And you can do it either way. And one thing Dr. Macari has done that I agree with is he and I both have put a spotlight on the fact that natural immunity is being ignored here, meaning that if you get COVID and you get over it and you get antibodies, it protects you. And that's a huge oversight on the part of the Biden administration to only talk about vaccines and not talk about people with antibodies. from COVID that I may not even want to get the vaccine yet. So that helps to slow down the Delta variant. One thing I do want to add, though, is that there's a lot of people out there that are vulnerable that haven't been vaccinated and haven't had COVID that we need to get the shot. That's really, really important. We want to follow the UK model rather than the India model. Let's get out of this thing by getting more and more people vaccinated. And yes, I think it will go down by the fall.
What percentage that you know of, or numbers that you might trust, or if you want to ballpark it, if the CDC hasn't done it yet, are breakthrough? Breakthrough cases like that Lindsey Graham got, fully vaccinated early on. He said, I called and talked to him Monday. He said, it's like a cold.
Well, so that's another thing that's been mismessaged. You know, maybe we'd have a lot less anxiety in this country if everything wasn't mismessaged. Everything. Breakthrough infections are just the way you just described them, which is, Brian, you get a vaccine. And, you know, maybe you get a cold. I mean, the vaccine has two main purposes. One, to decrease severe infection and hospitalization. It's almost 100% effective at that. An enormous home run. Second, to decrease spread to those around you who might be at risk. And that's not being emphasized enough. But the breakthrough infection is getting way more attention than it deserves. What we need to do is focus more on the fact that most people hospitalized, almost all, weren't vaccinated or didn't have immunity from prior infection, as I keep adding. So that's why you're not going to get people vaccinated if you keep showing cases like Lindsey Graham, who has a cold, and calling it a breakthrough. I'd rather just call it a cold.
Right. So, you know, he is very pro-vaccine. So that's
correct.
Yeah, so he's not coming out against it. And he said,
right.
You know, but he was with Joe Manchin on that boat where they were talking about this bipartisan infrastructure deal on Joe Manchin's houseboat. And he came up positive. So with all those lawmakers there, they wonder, uh-oh. But 2 weeks, this is the two-week stat. Hospitalizations are up 82%. Cases are up 119%. Deaths are up 74%. But that's just 439. I mean, Adam, we're looking at, we have over 600,000 deaths. 439 is very low in proportion to this. So when you look at the Delta variant, why is it so effective right now? Why is it so easily spread?
By the way, this is what I love about you, that you always have the stats exactly right and at your fingertips. The Delta variant is tilting younger. Why? Because over 80% of the elderly population is fully vaccinated in the United States. So every time we talked about high-risk groups before, we meant it. But again, administration moving the goalposts, now not talking about the fact that the people that are getting COVID tend to be younger, tend not to be as sick. You could talk about the hospitalization rate going up, but the numbers themselves are way lower than when we had the huge onslaught last winter. And the reason is because they're healthier people. So the Delta variant itself, the thing that really demarcates it is that it spreads widely. It spreads much more easily, and you get a lot of it in your nose, which, by the way, is the reason I'm not so sure masks help that much. I'm okay with masks, and I recommend masks, and I wear masks, but with the Delta variant, I have a feeling it spreads anyway, regardless of the mask. And the thing that really, really helps the most, again, is the vaccine. So I think we're seeing overall much milder cases than we saw before, and it's really more like a flu now in most cases, and that's another headline that fearmongers are not going to spread.
Right. A couple of things. Oh, yeah, do you want to expand on that a little bit, like why it would be easier to spread and why a mask might not be the best thing? I guess you would separate that from an N95 mask.
Correct, Brian. N95 is fit tested. We literally check it for leaks before we stick it on our faces. But if you saw me in one of these moon gowns, you're going to say that a two-year-old is never going to be able to wear this, and you're absolutely right. But when we're talking about those cloth masks, the porous masks that people wear on their chin or flapping on their face, it was only found to be about 20% effective at preventing spread with the original variant. But this variant is 1,000 times more viral particles. And guess what? The more viral particles, the more there are to escape the mask. So I'm not, you know, the mask has become a pseudo-religion for the left. It's a pseudo-religion or even a religion. I mean, it's almost like muzzling people. Let's muzzle you down with the mask, as though if you wear a mask, you're invulnerable, and if you don't, you're a fool. Well, neither is true. It's not completely protective. It offers us some degree of protection, I think much less with the Delta variant.
How come we don't talk about therapeutics? For example, we hear people get hospitalized. Well, what happens? Are you using hydroxychloroquine? Are you using remdesivir? Are you using the other one? Ivermectin?
The Regeneron and the Lilly product, the antibodies against the virus, are an enormous home run developed under the Trump administration that got no credit. It changed the playing field. Using steroids in the hospital, as you just said, that's helped a lot. Remdesivir, not as much. I think the antibodies are the game changer. But now we're working on small molecules like something called a protease inhibitor like we use for HIV. Within the next several months, we're going to have a pill that we can just take if you get COVID, more somewhat like Tamiflu. We're going to have that. Now, I can't tell you September, October, November. I think it's going to be early 2022 we're going to have that, and that's another game changer.
So what do you say to people in Florida who have seen more kids in hospitals and in New Orleans? I'll give you a quote. Here's Dr. Mark Klein. He said, I've never seen anything like it. We're seeing children fall ill that we simply did not see in the first year of the pandemic before the Delta variant came along. In Orlando, at Arnold Palmer Hospital, quote, the last 2 weeks, cases have continued to increase. I don't think we have reached our peak yet. So they're seeing kids there. Is it primarily because the seniors, 85%, have been vaccinated? Or is there something about kids that now are a welcome host?
It's both. The first issue is that you take off the table the elderly, and the Moderna shot, by the way, was just shown to be completely effective at 6 months. Pfizer, we're a little concerned about the Israel data that it could be diminishing somewhat. So in other words, seniors may be looking at a booster in a few months. But in the meantime, the vaccine has changed it. The target is now younger people. The issue is that before, younger people didn't get sick because the virus didn't attach itself to receptors in their noses as easily. The virus itself overcame that by mutating. So now early in the course of the illness, you got a lot more virus in your nose. So you're seeing more infections and more spread among younger people, which again can easily be overcome by teens taking the vaccine. I don't think it's a huge game change though, by the way, Brian. I mean, kids are getting it more and they're getting sicker, teens, but not to a massive degree that we saw with the elderly in the beginning. It's enough of a concern so that I'm saying, I'm not on the fence on this, I'm saying that I want the 12 to 17-year-olds to get vaccinated.
All right, now, how do you feel about what Italy's doing? They're telling people to get a vaccination card or you don't fly, you don't take a train, you don't go to a theater, you don't go to a restaurant. Are you comfortable with that as an American? Are you comfortable with that as a doctor?
I'm not comfortable with that as an American. I'm not comfortable with that as a doctor for different reasons. First of all, I don't want the government doing this. If a particular airline wants to have a policy or a small business, fine. But we're a country of free enterprise. We're a very unique combination, as you know and say every day, of a great capitalistic system and a government that's not supposed to take away our personal freedoms. But I am aware that we're talking about spread here of a potentially dangerous virus. And here's the problem from a doctor point of view. I already said it. What if you had COVID and you have antibodies? Should I be punishing you and marginalizing you and ostracizing you by demanding a vaccine card? What if you had the first dose of the vaccine and you can't take the second because you had a severe side effect, but you got a substantial immunity off the first? Should you not be allowed in? And then, here's the most important thing. If I'm going to allow exemptions, because we have to allow medical and religious exemptions, people that we don't want to have the shot or people that it's against their basic beliefs, you know, I mean, we're talking First Amendment here. Then you're going to end up with a pool of people that are not as vaccinated as you want, and the whole purpose of decreasing spread won't occur. So it ends up being a government tool. I'm okay with the private businesses doing it. I'm not okay with the government doing it.
Very interesting. So one thing that I always feel is that you should go – I would always go to a doctor for a medical decision. Little things like, for example, a sinus infection. Should you go back to school? Well, find out if the doctor says you're contagious or not. Why do people feel as though that are not in the medical profession, they should be giving advice like this when it comes – why should politicians be giving a medical advice?
They shouldn't. It's one of the biggest problems with this whole pandemic. You know, that's why it's so disingenuous for President Biden to say he's leaving it to the scientists. Well, the scientists are immediately, have you noticed that when the scientists speak, the press secretary speaks right after and tries to reframe everything the scientist says? I mean, of course you want physicians to be talking about this, physicians who have an experience treating pandemics, understanding pandemics. I've been studying it for 20 years. I've been studying vaccines for 20 years. You want people to talk to you who actually on the day-to-day are faced with people that are troubled. You know, Brian, you know what someone told me that's an expert on vaccine hesitancy? The number one problem is that people are emotional and they have fear. And you have to talk to their fear. You can't talk down to them. Hey, President Biden, there's no such thing as the word misinformation. You know what it mean, you know what it means when you say someone's misinformed? It means you know all and they know nothing. That is a really bad way to approach this. Better to say to the person, what are your concerns? Why are you worried? Why aren't you taking the vaccine? Rather than trying to show from some pedestal that you know and they don't.
Dr. Mark Siegel with us. Dr. Siegel, lastly, if you're not vaccinated or you are vaccinated, how does that affect what happens with the virus? Some are postulating on the outside that if you're not vaccinated, it allows the virus to mutate and we get these variants. Does one have anything to do with the other?
They are related, but not the vaccine doesn't usually spin out the variants we worry about. So it's not like you got a vaccine-induced variant that's causing spread. In India, we got the Delta variant. By the way, Brian, we're doing an enormous disservice calling it the Delta variant because people then don't remember where it came from. And it's very significant that it came from India because India is a country that's poorly vaccinated. So what happens is usually the virus lives inside an immunocompromised host. It doesn't kill the person. But if it's there long enough and you can't get rid of it, it has plenty of time to mutate. So it's unvaccinated, immunocompromised people that usually spin out these variants. The more people that are vaccinated, the less you're going to see them. So we have to get the vaccines to the rest of the world. But by the way, last point, the WHO is a disgrace that they hid this pandemic from the world, and now they're out there saying we should give our vaccines to the rest of the world. We're going to need boosters here. We can do both. We can do both like we did with PEPFAR under President Bush. We can help our own country and we can help the rest of the world at the same time. We're very good at that.
Yeah, that would certainly help. And we'll have to see where this all goes. But you are predicting in the next few weeks the variant will die and hopefully these districts will allow kids to go to school without masks with those numbers stay down. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The numbers are going to go down, and the schools better stay open. Let's get the politics out of this. We need the schools open before we damage our kids further.
All right. Dr. Mark Siegel, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, his book is excellent. It's called The Politics of Fear and the Power of Science, and it's all about COVID. Back in a moment with your calls.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
So sorry. We'll be right with you.
Hey, who's got table six?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, it's getting sticky out there. It's getting real sticky out there. Follow all the rules. Make your own rules up, too, on just you can't be safe enough. You can't be cautious enough. Keep your space. Keep your distance. Please feel free to wear the masks at the concert. Nobody's going to look at you strange, I promise.
There you go. Garth Brooks, like a lot of performers, was shelved for a year, almost every performer in the world. And now he wants to get back. Now he sees his variant rise ahead of a planned August 7th concert in Kansas City coming up. Brooks spoke to fans via Inside Studio G Facebook series. Follow all the rules. Make up your own rules. He also encouraged concert goers to wear a mask. Would you go to a concert wearing a mask? Or would you just say, give me my money back?
Well, he said if it makes you more comfortable to wear a mask, wear a mask. No one's going to look at you funny. He didn't say you have to.
Next.
Yeah.
Find out if there's more to know.
Yep, there you go.
More to know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Jennifer Aniston is doubling down on her decision to cut a few people from her life after their stance on COVID-19. The Friends alumni took to Instagram Thursday not only to share a pro-vaccine message, but also defend her choice. Quote, if Jennifer vaccinated, she's protected, correct? Why is she worried about others being vaccinated? That according to others who want to be critical of her. And as to explain, but if you have the variant, you are still able to give it to me, referring to the breakthrough case of COVID-19. Quote, I may get slightly sick, but I will not be admitted to a hospital or die, the Cake star said. She's a star of Cake.
It was a movie.
Okay. But I can give it to someone who does not have the vaccine, whose health is compromised. What are you even talking about? It, next.
Yes.
What do you say?
It's ridiculous. It's just get off your high horse, but people, if you're vaccinated, you're fine.
I just hope that Jennifer will continue to call me. Manny Pacquiao, not interested in Jake Paul, the fight. He's open to a Mayweather rematch. Let's listen to one of the best boxers ever talk to TMZ.
Would you fight a YouTuber, for instance, like Jake Paul?
No, I will not.
You don't want to do it?
I will not. I want to fight the best to add into my legacy.
Right, and he said Mayweather will be in for it. It'll be a boring fight. And I just hope Pacquiao is healthy next time they fight, but he might be too old. Next. The New England Patriots are helping 30,000 kids of military families prepare for the next school year. The team is doing a huge giveaway with backpacks stuffed with supplies. Josh Kraft, the president of Kraft Family Philanthropies, is pumped to give back to the community. Military children, he said, often face moving multiple times and change schools multiple times. We're proud to be a partner with the Patriots. What's bad about that?
Nothing. Have you ever done backpacks? They're fun. I do one each year. You know, you get a supply list. You supply a backpack for a kid in need.
Wow.
It's not cheap by the time you supply it.
I will do that next year. Just real quick, if you are like me and use plant-based meat, it is rising 32%. A lot of people are getting off meat these days. Are you?
I still enjoy my meat, but I know you've been off it for a while.
Right. But a lot of the stuff is not edible. Some of them are good.
The Beyond Burgers are now one of your favorites.
Beyond Meat share dropped 4% to 117, though, during trading hours.
Are you a homeowner and do you have a VA mortgage? Then think about a VA Streamline refinance from Guaranteed Rate. It's just for VA loans and it lowers your mortgage rate so you save money on mortgage payments. Maybe a lot of money. And it's so easy to qualify. You don't need pay stubs, a W-2 or bank statements. You don't need a home appraisal. And Guaranteed Rate will waive any lender's fees. That alone could save you almost $2,000. Mortgage interest rates are extremely low right now. So call today and you could lock in a great deal. Do you have a VA mortgage? Call 888-809-6007. 888-809-6007. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 2611. Not all borrowers will be approved. Restrictions apply. Guaranteed Rate Inc. has no affiliation with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, or any other government agency. Guaranteed Rate is proud to be a partner of the USO. Call 888-809-6007.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
As legend has it, Abner Doubleday invented a little game called baseball in Cooperstown, New York, in the year 1839. Myth or truth, no one knows for sure. But 100 years later, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum opened in Cooperstown and has done a great job of balancing the myth with the historical record.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now declare the National Baseball Museum and the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, the birthplace of baseball, open. May it forever stand as a symbol of clean play and good sportsmanship.
The first class in 1939 included Cy Young of the Red Sox, Phillies legend Connie Mack, Honus Wagner of the Pirates, and the Yankees' Babe Ruth.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.